Ophrah. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it.
Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are. On this very planet we call Earth this very morning. Today is the 8th day of April in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at very close to 8 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. Here in Biafra land, we are live and we are direct, and it is my presumption that the whole of humanity is listening. Therefore, I will not fail to welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are, from Bolivia to Burkina Faso. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada. It does not matter at all if you are in Kuala Lumpur. Where you are is irrelevant. As long as you have access to the internet, as long as you have access to satellite, as long as you are listening via CHK 97.6 across Biafra land, or CHK 88.0 if you are in Port Harcourt, Iguacha we call it. That's the original name. Then you must be partaking this very morning in this very wonderful offering. Here we hold a service to the honor and glory of Chukwu Abiama, because here we just don't broadcast, we preach the gospel of heaven. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Unlike any other, Radio Biafra is listened to in more countries around the world than any other radio station. Perhaps you didn't hear what I said. Radio Biafra is listened to in more countries than the BBC. That is how formidable we are. All over the world, wherever you have Biafrans, there are people listening at this very moment. That confirms our reach, and that goes to inform our enemies as to how extensive our network is. Assuming they haven't grasped up yet. We tell you what we are going to do before we do it, so that when we do it, it doesn't come as any surprise. We don't need to surprise anybody. We tell you what we are going to do, then we proceed to do it. And there is nothing we have said we are going to do that we have not done. That is the difference between those that tell the truth and those that live in darkness and in lies. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, the one you fund, the one you contribute to. It is the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world that fund the activities of Radio Biafra. Not any politician. We don't need them. We are comfortable enough how we are. We are not greedy. We are not asking anybody for anything at all. There are IPOB families all over the world. Anything we want, they provide. That we may remain incorruptible. That we may not know anything at all that will taint the honor and the glory we offer to Chukwu Abiam. Anything that will make us hypocritical. Anything at all that will remove us from this very path we have chosen. Anything that could possibly divert our attention. Anything at all that could maybe make us to slacken, to retreat, or to surrender. We jettison it. We have dedicated ourselves, mind, body, and soul, to the service of our country, and in that very process, worship heaven as a result, because anytime we congregate to preach this very gospel, even the angels of heaven rejoice. Chukwu Abiama himself is very happy, because we are telling humanity about his existence, about his grace, his magnificence, and his mercy. And for that, he will always abide with us. That is why this morning will not be an exception. As you listen via CHK 97.6, as you also listen via, if you know more here, CHK 97.5. Omwahia is CHK 97.5. That is how they receive it in Omwahia, please. CHK. If you have anyone in Omaha, tell them to go to CHK 97.5 Biafra FM in Iguacha 88.0. That's Port Harcourt. Just look or tune along that very spectrum of 96. Start from 97.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5, 0.6, even to 0.7. You'll be able to get us. And once you hear Radio Biafra, it is unmistakable. Our style, our format is uniquely developed to serve the Biafra restoration interest. We have not copied anybody else. Ours is unique. Ours is exceptional because we are exceptional people. We are descended from heaven, the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. And that is why even the impossible becomes possible anytime IPOB addresses an issue. There is nothing we cannot do. I welcome you once again, and I ask you to go out and welcome other people, because if you don't tell people about Radio Biafra and the work we are doing, it becomes very difficult to continue to propagate this very message to as many people as possible. And why is that? It's because your enemies will not talk about you. They are afraid of Radio Biafra. They know that once they give Radio Biafra the needed publicity, they will go out of business. Nobody will listen to any other thing or rely on any other news source apart from Radio Biafra. Only those who are born by Awosa Fulani, the people fathered by Yoruba people who are cowards to the core, they are the only ones who may not grasp the essence of this very message, the essence of this very gospel, the renewal of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, the coming of liberty, the coming of freedom, the entrenchment of justice and fairness. In case you can inquire, this is the place where truth will once again reign supreme, because truth is life. On this very land, on this very space that Chukwa Biama ordained, on this very place that he alone determined that his children should reside. Only Chukwa Biama has the final say in this. And our faith, our trust, our belief in the Almighty is supreme, because we worship no other God apart from Chukwa Biama. Anyana he farosi. We don't worship man. I repeat, we do not worship man. We only worship Chukwa Biama in heaven, not man. Why do we do that? Because he commanded us to. His words never ever change from generation to generation. Sine biyebi, ruone biyebi. His words do not change. White people try to change the word of God. His words never ever change. He never asked you to worship man. He said, I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts. You only worship me and bow before me and nothing else. If you do worship anything else, I will destroy you. And that is why you are being destroyed. That is why Oba Akiolu is threatening you. A coward, a wretched coward is threatening the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. Because you don't know God. You think you do. You worship idol, Arose, and claim you are worshiping Chukwa Biama in heaven. I don't know why I'm led to actually preach this very gospel this morning. You are worshiping idol, Arose Kurunefe. You worship idol, Arose Kobo. You don't bow before any other thing apart from the throne of heaven. None whatsoever. Chukwa Biama himself told Moses to tell you, I am the Lord your God. I am jealous. Do you know the meaning of jealousy? Would you want anybody to share your wife or your husband? I'm asking you a simple question. Do you want anybody to share your wife with you or your husband? What is the answer to that question? Then why should you divide the glory that belongs to Chukwa Biama? When he warned you, do not, I am jealous. It doesn't matter what it is. I am a jealous. You don't hear, you don't understand. You follow idol worshippers and you worship idol. Here we don't mince words, we don't pamper it. If you have a counter view, you present it. Because without Chukwu Abiyama, there will be no Biafra. If you like, go and try and see. Without Chukwu Abiyama, people don't understand. They say they read the scripture, they can't understand nothing. They don't know anything. Yoruba sound, you see. The Lord of hosts is Chukwu Abiyama. Nobody else. Nobody else. Everything else is Arasukobo. I don't worship. I say that to you. Categorically. There was a preacher that said that all that glitters is not gold. If you think that because of the skyscrapers that adorn the Manhattan skyline, if you think that because of tablets or mobile phones that you can worship the gods of the white people, then you are mistaken. You are very, very wrong. You are Chukwu Abiyama's children. You worship him. That is what he commanded you to do. He went as far as saying that instead of his words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will pass away. Do you know what that means? That his words never ever change. Man can change it, but his words never change. And that's what we'll be. That is why we are phenomenally successful. If you want to know why doors open for IPOB, it is because we discovered the truth. What is that truth? That you will have no other God before him. Do try it and you will see what will happen to you. Your life will change. Do you know people listen to Radio Biafra and they become healed in the process? Are you aware of that? You don't know. Because we are not Yoruba pastors. If you want us to play the testimony, we'll play it for you. People listen here and they are healed by just accepting the truth as you only. Because we said to Chukwu Abiyama, we want your miracle to come in our time. It will be the last miracle you have to do, maybe. But use Biafra as a miracle. Not to convince doubting Thomases, but to remind mankind that you are creation. Okike. In case you don't know what creation is. In Igbo language, is okike. Therefore, Chukwu Abiyama, this morning will not be an exception. We praise you. We praise you and we praise you. Those who don't know who we are, those who don't know who they are, may be wondering, what on earth are they doing? And we say to them, you don't understand the things of the Spirit, because we were conceived in Spirit. We are forged in this very knowledge, in the understanding that light always defeats darkness. And we represent the light. We are the children of light. That is why there is no other place on this very earth where they answer Anyanwu as a name. Where they answer Ihe. Light, light. Very special. Very, very special. We bring light where there is darkness. What Radio Biafra is doing and IPOB families all over the world is exactly the same thing. Bringing light where once there was darkness. That is our job. Darkness will not like it. It may grumble. But in the end, we prevail. Light always prevails. Truth always endures forever. Lies is only but fleeting. Comes and goes. As I told you before, when they were lying to you, I told you that these lies will not stand over time, and it never stood. That is why we are exceptional, because of our knowledge of the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. This morning, he will accept all our praise, our thanks, our offering, our sacrifice through what we do here in his name. Because if Biafra doesn't come, then they will say, but they have been calling Chukwu Abiyama, then nothing happened. That is why the grace of heaven is locked into what we are doing. He will not allow shame to befall his name. And because of that, Biafra will come. It is not. You see the way we do things here. Chukwu Abiyama can't allow his name. These people shouting his name all the time, praising him in truth and honesty, I won't allow shame to befall them. Not because they're anything special, Of course, they are my children, but because I will not allow my name to be rubbished in vain. For the sake of your name, Chukwu Abiama, you will give us Biafra under our watch. That's all we ask for. That we may go out and say to the world, didn't we tell you that? That our God is Chukwu Abiama. Our praise, you will accept our thanks. Everything that we are today, tomorrow, and will be forever. Not through any strength of ours, but by through your grace and your magnificence. You are holy. You are wonderful. We adore, we exalt thee now and forever. You see? We will go on this very morning to present our news headlines and accompanying summary, of course, and then open our lines. I wish the barrister can join me. And as soon as the barrister can, I will not hesitate one tiny bit to bring the very eminent barrister to your attention. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this very world that we live in. The commander of all her forces, absolute, I hasten to add. The final say rests here. Of all the armies of Biafra, it doesn't matter the group they're in. It rests here, on this very table. We issue command and is obeyed. If we say there will not be any election, there will not be any election. Also, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of the same Chukwu Abiama I call upon all the time, I will remain a faithful and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra all the days of my life. We do nothing else. To pursue Biafra and give glory to heaven. That's all we do. In truth and honesty. How many of you can say that? In truth and honesty. Chukwu Abiama is in heaven and he's watching. Even those who are hypocrites, Chukwu Abiama is watching. But if your hands are clean and your conscience very clear, as ours will always be, then heaven will have no choice than to bless us. That's all. It's a very simple trick. You too can play it. Be honest. Be sincere. Do not be a hypocrite. Be without fear before your enemies. Speak the truth all the time, even if it leads to your death. Recognize that Chukwu Abiama in heaven is God. Help those who cannot help themselves. And you do all these things that Chukwu Abiama may love thee. A very simple oath, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. I will now proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, of course, I must acquaint you with the numbers with which you can get hold of us this very morning. All of you that volunteer, as journalists, the ones, the dedicated army corps that we are setting up, a very new one. These are those that are going never to come back. We are setting up an army, those that will go and not come back. Those of you who are alive will celebrate them. Ndi jindu hachwaja. Those willing and prepared to die for Biafra. I didn't just say to be a soldier. To go and die for your country. To die for something honorable. We are assembling them. We are intelligent people. If Boko Haram can give the zoo problem, imagine what we can do to them. We are Biafrans, for goodness sake. I said intelligent people. If ordinary cattle herders can give them grief, how about intelligent people from Biafra? This is 2015, not 1967. The world has moved on and we have come prepared. I told you before, some of you don't quite understand what I'm saying. Do you know that Buhari, the terrorist elect, was once a cattle herder? Do you know that as a boy, Buhari Nachinama? Do you know that? Some of you may say, oh, you're just saying it now because you're on Radio Biafra. You're just saying it. You don't like Buhari. Go and ask the Awusa son at Douglas House. Aboki, Malam Rochas Okorochago, and ask him. Go and ask Okorawosa. Ask Buhari if he can be honest with himself. A man without certificate. Americans ignored a man who is not qualified. They asked him, please present your certificate, and there was none. Yet he was allowed to run. No certificate, but he was allowed to run for office. It is such sheer brazen hypocrisy I fail to tolerate. Buhari was a cattle header. Honor Chinnama, go and ask him, he will tell you. Anything we say on Radio Biafra is gospel. Uzioma Chineke. Buhari was a cattle rearer, a cattle Today, he is presiding over the affairs of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Presiding over the children of heaven as their president. How indeed has the mighty fallen? Onye na-achị Nama. And the Nama was there for that matter. How many of you have seen, how many of you have seen a Igbo before? Have you seen Igbo cow before? No, you have not. Because you are blind. You cannot see. I want all of you to, I want to give you an assignment this very morning. I want you to go and investigate and tell me what you think Ehi Igbo looks like. Igbo cow is called. Look at Ehi Igbo and Ehi Awosa. You will see the difference. Look at Ehu, goat from Biafra land and goat from Awosa land. You will see the difference. There is no way that Chukwu Abiyama haven't shown you that he loves you. It's your stubbornness, your stupidity, your greed, your avarice, your jealousy, and your envy that is keeping you from getting closer to heaven. In other words, the knowledge of the Most High, which is necessary if at all you are to develop as a people. I will continue. Buhari was a cattle header. Ask him, he will tell you. If at all, he'll be honest with that. We will continue this morning to present our news headlines and the company in summary. The line is 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. The inquiry line, if you want to participate, you want to help us in any way, shape, or form. People are asking us, oh, director, can you go to Abuja and put in CHK? Can CHK, can we have it in Lagos? We need CHK in our hustle. Oh my God. You need CHK everywhere. As our sister said yesterday, Nenya, our chief finance officer, for your information, I don't hold the money belonging to IPOB. It's held elsewhere in Germany. The entire family in Germany is keeping it in a safe place for us. Our sister Nenya is in charge. Our chief finance officer in Germany. Not in London, not here in Biafra land, not in any part of the zoo. I am not Lebanya Unyoshi Ifajino Wazurika. I'm not and can never be. Never, ever, ever. Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come. Only him determined that I should come. Not man. I don't serve man. I serve the throne of heaven in truth and in honesty. Neme yojo eligwa kubuom neme nkoma Biafra will come. As simple as that. 081-738-13596. Our inquiry line is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. We shall endeavor to be on Skype. We will also undoubtedly endeavor to be on Viber as well. Of course, the limitations of the technology in the Zoological Republic permitting, of course. We proceed. Call people around your radio, around your satellite. Call them around any listening device that you're using, because we are live and we are direct. And the time now is approximately 28 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning here in Biafra land. Wherever you are, it is exactly 28 minutes to the top of the hour. That is how you know we are live and direct. A church has been burnt down. Pastor's daughter killed in Kano. We say these things that the world may hear. That Christians and Muslims cannot live in the same country. I repeat, Christians and Muslims cannot live in the same country. The children of Ishmael are markedly different. From those of Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Very, very different. They are like wild donkeys, according to the Holy Book. They are wild, uncontrollable, slaughtering and causing mayhem everywhere. Anywhere you go to that is mass murder, massacre, it is Islam. They were cursed from their mother's womb. They were cursed and condemned from the womb of their mothers. Nothing good can ever come out of Islam. Nothing ever, ever. Muhammadu Buhari, the terrorist, elected, is a killer, a murderer, a man who doesn't appreciate the dignity of life. But this time around, he tries anything stupid, even his family will die. And they can meet him in hell. However he wants it, we give it to him. Any way and anyhow they want it, we give it to them. There is nothing good about Islam apart from ice cream and algebra. Mathematics, you have algebra came from Arabia. And they also invented ice cream. I give that to them. In Spain, they poured sugar on snow and started to lick it. That was how ice cream was born. Ice cream is an invention of Islamic Arabia. So also is algebra in mathematics. Their claim to have influenced astronomy is still in doubt. And also medicine, I don't believe it. Because it's not backed up by any verifiable evidence. I've been scouring all their archives and the libraries of the world. All of them. They cannot say that the great library of Assyria or the great library of or the achievements of Mesopotamia, that they can take credit for it. The answer is no. They predated Islam. I'm talking about Islam. Nothing good can come out of it except death, mayhem, and destruction. It's in their nature. You can't stop them. They are like wild donkeys. Today, they have gone on a wild rampage, burnt down a church, and killed a pastor's daughter in Kano. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Who made all these killings possible? The British. Britain made these killings possible. Britain, are you not a Christian country? Do you have Catholic Church even? Did you not persecute Catholic people who are fellow Christians? Didn't you, or was it not law in England that unless you are from Anglican Church, you cannot be king or queen of England? How many Catholic kings did you have in England? Talk less of Islamic king. Why then did you come to Africa to experiment with people? You know fully well, even you as a Christian, Anglican, in England, you cannot live side by side with Catholics. But you came here, not just Catholic, Anglican assemblies, apostolic, together. And then on top of that, you sit Islam. That tells you how wicked you people are. Very, very wicked and evil people. Those of you from Britain that thinks or feels like perpetuating this monstrosity called the Zoological Republic. In your country, because if you are a decent human being, anything you wish for other people, you should wish for yourself. David Cameron, since you know that Britain is a Christian country, why do you want to mix Islam with Christianity in the zoo called Nigeria? Why are you pushing for an Islamic president to emerge when they have Christian populations? I'm asking you.
Why did you have the need? I'm asking the British Prime Minister. Why did you have the need to come and say, we are a Christian country? Why don't you say, oh, we are a mixed country of Islam and Christian? Since that is what you wish upon the animals and the baboons you call Nigerians. I'm asking, I want to let people understand that we have the reason, the logic, and the argument to destroy the zoo and those supporting them. I am asking David Cameron, if you think that Muslim and Christian is all lovey-dovey, let them stay together, why did you have the need, British hypocritical Prime Minister, why did you have the need to come to the world to openly say Britain is a Christian country? Why? I ask you. Why didn't you say, oh, we are half Christian and half Muslim? Because when it comes to this, some of you who don't reason, you wouldn't see OG anyway, monkeys and baboons, what do you know? Your brain is empty. If you go to a zoo, university, the little you have, they take from you. Because you're being tutored by hopeless animals calling themselves lecturers. I want to look into this very logic of Britain and America this very morning. I will ask again until I get an answer. David Cameron, I want people from Africa to understand the hypocrisy of white people. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. They don't see you as human beings. They think you cannot reason. They come to you, oh, change your name from Ifani Chukwu to Michael, you change. Oh, your name is not, this place is not Igwacha, it looks nice, why don't you call it Port Harcourt? You answer. Any name they give you, you answer. Any name they give, they laugh at you. They look at you as idiot, as lower than animals. This OG, black people from Africa are hopeless. Why are you hopeless? And I will tell you. Why do I say that black people from Africa are useless? Because white man wants a different standard for their country and a different one for you. So in their country, they can have free healthcare. Education system is very good. The water is running. The roads are built very well. The houses are very beautiful. But in your own place, you are living on top of refuse. Have you asked yourself why? Because they want one standard for themselves and another standard for you. Now, a few weeks ago, David Cameron was saying, oh, Nigeria to be one and diversity, celebrate your diversity. Then I'm asking David Cameron, why then did you say that Britain is a Christian then? Why don't you celebrate the diversity of the Muslims in Bradford, the ones in Luton, the ones in Leeds, the ones in Birmingham, the ones in Manchester? Why don't you embrace everybody so you can be one? Why did you? I am asking, I want Cameron to understand that I am more learned than he is. 10 billion times over. 10 billion. We are infinitely more intelligent than they are. I want to ask David Cameron this very morning, why did you have the need to emphasize that Britain is a Christian country? At the same time, denying Christians from Biafra from asserting their Christianity. Can anyone answer that? That is the hypocrisy of white people. That is why if they tell you something, you ignore it. Only those who are kind. The only white man from America that can tell me something I will understand, perhaps, is maybe George Bush or Clinton to an extent because of the work they did in the Millennium Goal for Africa. As simple as that. When it comes to black people in America, I can only listen to perhaps Condoleezza Rice because she understood the need to set black Africa free by untangling us from the shackles of colonialism. Now you understand why I say black people are monkeys and they don't reason. None of you can stand up and say, okay, you want Buhari to be president in a place where predominantly there are Christians, then why are you saying that your country is only Christian then? Don't you think we'll benefit as you are benefiting if we are all Christians in one country and Muslims can be on their own in one country? Don't you think so? But because you people are from Africa, you are black, you are monkeys, you are baboons, what do you know? They are play messing with your brain because they gave you idol to be worshipping and you're worshipping idol. And I told you, because your brains are now blocked. Your brain cells are blocked. They are blocked. You cannot reason anymore. Why? Because you are all idol worshippers. I will prove it. If you tempt me, I will prove it to you. Scientifically. You people are idol. That is why the more churches you build, the poorer you become. Idol worshippers. You go to the village and say, oh, this oracle is bad. Oh, we'll go on the FROC. You are the idol worshipper. The name of Hokukwisi. Church has been burnt and the pastor's daughter is dead. In the name of diversity, celebrate your diversity in the Aramurang. Why can't Britain celebrate their diversity? Why don't you have a Muslim as the chief imam of Britain coming to Buckingham Palace to come and hold prayer with the Queen? Since you want to be one loving family of Islam and Christian. You, as a white man, David Cameron, you want your country to be only Christian, enjoying life, and then you come to Biafra and you want us to mix with Muslims. These people are evil. Evil people. With their lies and their deceit. Oh, it is okay for you to say, oh, we are a Christian country. Why can't you allow me to say the same thing? That Biafra is a Christian country. Why can't I say the same? Why not? Oh, it is good because you're a white man. You can say you're a Christian country and you're white. But when it comes to me, I can't say I'm a Christian country. Cameron, do you know that Biafra land has no Islam in it? Of course, some of you will say that the terrorists came yesterday to Owerri. So it's an Islamic country now. Of course, I agree with you. Owerri is Islamic caliphate. And on Saturday, you guys mess up yourselves, claiming you're going to vote in the name of Hagugisi, people who can't reason. You've been voting for 16 years. There is no change. You're about to go back again to vote. Are you not an idiot? Complete and utter hopeless. Mad people. We continue. If you want the truth, you come here. We don't believe in garbage. We don't believe in nonsense. Here, we tell you the truth. People in Igwocha, they are saying, we will boycott the elections if they don't return electricity to us. Now, some of you are beginning to understand that rebellion is very good for you. Now you understand it. That sometimes in life, you need to rebel. You need to be rebellious for you to get what you're looking for. Some of you have been going about not rebelling, and that is why you have always had difficulties. You have always had problems. Now, perhaps you will understand it. You will understand it. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra, of course. This is Radio Biafra. Outage in Port Harcourt. Residents threatened to boycott election. Before, when I told you, you didn't think we were serious. It's happening now. Why don't you go and vote? People in Igwocha are saying they're not going to vote. Why? No NEPA, no light. So why are you voting? Do you have drinking water? No. Then why are you going to vote? Do you people actually know the meaning of voting? Or election, what is meant for? Do you know what elections are meant for? I don't think you do. Because if you do, you will not bother going out to go and vote for anybody. Do not go out. That it makes no sense. The only way they can know that you have a problem and do something about it is when you rebel. How are you going to rebel? It's by not voting. If you don't vote, that's rebellion. Now you will see that you get water. And about will be cleaned up. But if you keep voting, they say, idiot, if we go again and give them 500 naira, they'll go and vote. Then you run out and go and vote. And then you go to church and you're praying for, I need a miracle, please. God, give me a miracle. When you have spent all your life being very hopeless, you want a miracle. As we told them, Lagos traders shun insurance policy. Because they said the operators are not sincere. We announced it here on Radio Biafra. Do not buy any insurance policy. It's Yoruba. You accumulate money, they run away with it. Mad people. One person killed as protests rock Ekiti towns over Fayose's impeachment. One person killed. Welcome to the damnable. Welcome to the idiotic. Welcome to the moronic zoological republic. Like morons. People don't. You look at a human being with two hands and two legs and you're thinking, maybe they should be able to reason. You are better off interacting with a goat nearby. A goat makes more sense than a black person here. A goat. You can converse with a goat, but not a human being here. They look like human beings, but oh my God. The ignorance is astonishing. Astonishing. Fred Stundi, by a Yoruba man. Ignore Oba Akiolu Clark. Tinubu tells none of this is not news. I don't know when these idiots will be able to reason in the zoo. This is not news. News is not when they said. What do we have light? The answer is no. Any electricity of any kind for factories to run? The answer is no. Do you have running water? No. Do you have ordinary, say, broadband? No. How about housing? No. Okay, then. Maybe there's something you're very good at. Say, education, your university system, or that's even worse. It's worse than secondary school. Now, what are you very good at? Oh, we are good at, say, lying, deceiving, cheating, using the name of God to steal, using the name of Biafra to kidnap, using the, selling little babies. We are very good at that. If you want a spare part now from a four-year-old child, I can supply, girl or boy, I can give to you. If you want the heart or the liver, anything you want. We are also good at thieving. If people put money together, we run away with it. We are also good at it. That is it's meant to be a country. Welcome to the zoo. Threat to Ndibo. Don't ignore the Oba. So how low have we fallen? Pure water is now 10 naira. Pure water, very dirty. The Guardian newspaper is asking, so how low have we fallen? That it is pure water that has come to our rescue. Why have you fallen this low? You have fallen this low because you are black people from Africa. You cannot reason properly because you are black people from Africa. Because you worship idol given to you by a white man. Because you believe in lies. You are deceitful. Your soul is as black as you are. Evil. In the name of your jaw. And until you change, you will continue to suck water from waterproof bag like an animal. I asked you before to look at somebody drinking water. Go out now and buy pure water. Give to somebody. Ask them to drink. You see them struggling to bite the edge of it with their teeth. Exactly what a monkey would do. Give water. People don't understand. Go and give a bag of water to somebody. Just be record them as they are trying to open pure water. And then go and watch maybe National Geographic or something like that. And look at wild animals. The way they maybe a monkey with sugarcane, the way they strip it, they want to get at it. Or how a panda is eating, looking for bamboo shoot. Is how you're looking for water. A pure animal. Anywhere, even when we are small, and the tap, come across the road. Today is the government house, it's Library Avenue Primary School. You come across the road to the library to come in, because even the water in school wasn't running then, even primary school. That was one thing. As soon as the white man left, everything went bad. We come to library to come and drink water. You turn on the tap. In fact, you have to even beg them. You have to beg the security man. Little children, they won't let you even drink water. You know, black people, we are wicked, honestly speaking. In this UG, evil people. You see little children begging this security man, please allow us to go and drink water. He will say no. Sometimes you ignore him and run and go and drink water. You open the tap. You put your hand and then you put your mouth to drink. Or you can use your water bottle then to fetch water. You go and you drink. Either you have the round water bottle in those days that is made of plastic, or you have the one that looks like a flask. But they all have handles. These days is a bag of pure water. We were even drinking water sensibly like human beings then than now. As a primary school pupil, you have your water bottle, your flask. One is round. The other one is like a small mini flask. You put water in it and you can drink. But these days, people at university that are drinking from a bag of waterproof. In other words, the type of civility I enjoyed as a primary school pupil, those at higher institutions now don't enjoy it. Simply to drink water like a human being and not like a wild beast in the forest. Welcome to the zoo. They're asking what is happening. You are black people. Why are you asking this silly question? When you're dumb, don't you know that? When your brain wasn't working very well, you don't know. Nobody said that again, you don't know that. I thought you said you're doing style with siren. You're traveling with siren. You see a commissioner going to work with a siren. Councillor the same. And I ask myself, what are sirens made for? Emergency. Then it dawned on me that these people are the ones who are emergency cases. They are the ones leading to the death of people. The French presidency declassifies Rwandan genocide documents, but no one is willing to declassify the ones on Biafra because Ohanaeze is busy stealing 5 billion naira. Stupid fools. US policeman charged for shooting black man in the back in Obama's country. Welcome to the world. The hidden hand behind Islamic State militants, according to Washington Post, could be Saddam Hussein. That's what they are suggesting. Because they are mostly from Tikrit, I think. Even al-Baghdadi. Al-Baghdadi. We continue. Forgive Akiolu and move on, the terrorist tells the begging Igbo people. Hopeless, hapless Igbo people. Very sad indeed. I feel sorry for them. Now the news even in greater detail. At least one person died two days ago, as angry Islamic Awasa Fulani youths, young boys, set ablaze. They burnt down a Baptist church at Gidan Maso village in Rogo, local government area of Kano State, while the resident pastor, Reverend Habila Garaba, was also burnt. This came barely a week after unidentified arsonists attacked a branch of the Living Faith Church, popularly called Winner's Chapel, at Giwa in Kaduna State. The deceased, one of the pastor's daughters, the girl that was burnt to death. I don't know how you want one of your daughters to be burnt to death. That is how it feels for this very family now. Because there is a disease black people also suffer from, lack of empathy. There is a part of a black man's brain that doesn't empathize with other people. When you're suffering, a black man doesn't see it. I told you about an accident that happened in Lagos in front of me. This accident happened and a Keke Napep parked on the road at Ikeja, Allen Avenue. This happened how many months ago? About 2 months ago. And a Danfo bus came from nowhere, no light, nothing, in the night, and smashed into this Keke Napep. The tricycle flipped over, somersaulted, flipped over with people inside it. It was stationary where it was. Hit it from the back, and the Keke somersaulted in the air and landed on the roof. There were people in it. Now, people rushed to go and help. Hey, and I was telling my wife, oh, how wonderful. People are rushing to go and help. Can't you see that? It's very nice. My wife told me that they're going to rob them, the victims. I said, no, you must be joking. She said, watch, can't you see what they're doing? I said, what? They did not go to help those that were inside the keke. They went to go and rummage through to see, to take all the money that the driver has made for the day. Nobody is telling me. I'm telling you what I saw with my two eyes barely 2 months ago. There is a part of the brain of a black person that doesn't empathize. That is why when you see a little girl of 6 years old selling oranges or popo or akubeke, it doesn't affect you. You don't say, oh my goodness, how about if this were my child? Will I be happy with this? Let me do something about it. No. Because you are not charitable. And then you want Chukwu Abiyama to bless you? You must be dreaming. I don't know. Do you know why God always bless white people? At least they are honest. And white people are generous. You will see a man dying. He will say, okay, my grandmother died from cancer and I don't want cancer to kill anybody else. You know, when you think about it, you know, it takes a superior way to reason to say that. Some of them will see dogs. She will say, oh, I adopted this stray dog, abandoned dog, this creature. Because of that, I'm leaving all my estate to the dog home. All the money I have made, I am giving it to research on the, how many of you have died of diabetes or about to die of diabetes? How many of you can go to University of Nigeria Nsukka and say, can we please fund the research into the cure for diabetes? Diabetes killed somebody I know. You can't do it. Do you know why you can't do it? Because even you, Suji, you're just black. That's why. You're not charitable. You don't know that being charitable means that Chukwuemeka will bless you. Not by giving it to a Yoruba pastor. I did not ask you to go to Roman Catholic Church, Anglican Church, assemblies to go and give money to church. No, I didn't say that. I said to fund things that will benefit everybody. Research and development. You have professors who are intelligent at various universities inside Biafra land, crying for funding, for grant, to carry out life-saving research. How many of you can say, my show party, do more than I'm able to, let me go and contribute to this. My grandmother died of breast cancer. Let's see if we can cure it. It won't occur to you. But don't be offended. It's just because you're black. It will never. Even if you like, live to be a billion years old, it will never one day cross your mind. And say, let me do something to help other people. That is why when I say that, like those of you who even fund what we are doing, somebody can stay somewhere and bring out tens of dollars, millions of naira to say, go and build radio stations to preach Biafra to people. And I said to him, can I mention your name? He said, no, don't mention it. I want people to understand that Biafra will save their lives. Can I mention it? He said, no, don't never mention my name. I told him, you're joking. I will say your name. That's how we got CHK, which stands for Chika. As simple as that. He's the one that funded it. One human being. He has never called Radio Biafra. He's not willing to call. He can never call. He doesn't want to. He is charitable. And that is why every day he's richer. Not by going to church and giving to Yoruba man or Yoruba pastor. Nonsense, rubbish. How does that impact your lives? Do you know how people have been saved by Radio Biafra? Saved from ignorance. Because one single human being, Chika, said, I will fund this. Look at the joy he's bringing to millions of people all over the world. Especially here. That tells you what being charitable is all about. Is he poorer? No. He's a richer man for it. I said very rich. Very, very rich. I complained about a car. He gave me a car. Not minding how much he has spent on the FM, he still brought a car. Said, go to this place in Lagos, go and carry a car there. And that was it. How many of you are charitable? How many of you are charitable? How many of you are prepared not to pay their house rent in order to fund something to benefit other people? How many of you can do it, I ask you? You want recognition. If you go to your Yoruba church, pastor will call you, sit at the front. You think if it's at the front, you go to heaven. You are mad. Church has been burnt down. I began my pastor, but the news in greater detail. At least one person that died on Monday when this Awasa Fulani use. I keep repeating it so you understand it very well. When Awasa use set fire to Baptist Church at Gidan Maso Village in Rogo, local government area of Kano State. Obama, I hope you're listening. Cameron, you're listening, please. Oh, you celebrate your diversity. So, Obama, why can't they swear in an American president with the Quran? You want us to be in celebrate the diversity. Britain, Cameron, why is it that the prime minister doesn't swear by Quran? Or the Queen Elizabeth? Why is it that when the queen is being coronated, or the king, they go to Westminster Abbey? Why don't they go to the mosque at Regent's Park? Simple question. You know, my questions are not difficult. It's very simple. They are messing with you people. You see, you stand up. They should celebrate their diversity. Instead of you saying they should celebrate their oil, which we are taking. That's the only reason why they want one Nigeria, because of oil. Nothing more. They think, are we Biafrans going to drink the oil? The answer is no. We still give it to them. The burning of this church and the killing of the pastor's daughter came barely a week after unidentified attackers. Islamic attacked a branch of Living Faith Church, popularly called Winners Chapel, at Giwa in Kano State, in Kaduna State, rather. The deceased, one of the pastor's daughters, was said to have died of suffocation as parts of the house were destroyed by the fire, which resulted from the attack at about 7:30 p.m. Resident of Taraya, Masihiyawan, Nigeria, Awosa Fulani and Kanuri Christians, General Ishaku Ahmed Diko, retired, told newsmen in Abuja yesterday that the intention was to kill one youth, Yahaya Joshua, who converted to Islam but later came back to Christianity. Because of that, one person converts or reconverts from Islam to Christianity, and the pastor's daughter is dead because of it. And these are the people you want us to live in the same country with. You are drunk, said Hunuma. Narrating the incident, he said the Baptist church at Gidan Maso village of Rogologom area of Kano State was set on fire by Awosa Fulani youths at about 7:30 p.m. The church and all properties were burnt down in the presence of the Christian community, despite pleading for them to stop the destruction. The Awosa children, the Awosa killers, gathered corn stalks, put them inside the church before setting it ablaze. This made the action to seem deliberate and for ulterior motive. And how many mosques have we burnt here? The answer is none. No mosque has been burnt or attacked. But these people are busy killing our people, burning down churches that belong to Christians. The pastor's daughter is dead. And some of you are Christians. And who knows, you may say, oh, forget it. Oh, it's, rest in peace. Oh. This OG, black people. Black. Black. Amazing. We continue. What can we do? We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama in heaven is our God. We continue. Lagos traders shun insurance policy, say operators are not sincere. Is this the first time? Despite heavy losses incurred by traders in Lagos in some recent major market fire outbreaks, many of the traders are still reluctant to insure their products and businesses. Investigations by the news agency of the Zoo has indicated over 5 major markets in Lagos have experienced fire outbreaks in the last 1 month, resulting in losses worth billions of naira. And how do they get their shops burned? These are Igbo shops. Yoruba Aburo will set fire to it. After that, the Yoruba landlord will take the land over, rebuild it, and then charge twice the rent, and the Igbos will pay. After 6 months, they burn it down again. And then they do renovation, they increase the rent, useless, wretched Igbo traders will pay. How many of their markets have burnt down? 5 major markets burnt down in only 1 month. I told you Igbos are useless. You thought I was joking. They have burnt their markets in the past, how many months? Only 1 month. 5 major markets burnt down. Yoruba will burn it down. Igbo will Yoruba will burn it. Hey, yeah. Incredible. However, in separate interviews with the news agency of the Zoo in Lagos, many of the traders said they would not insure their business because they believe that the insurance companies were not sincere. Of course, nobody is sincere here. How many of you have insurance for your cars when you stop on the road? Your papers, please. Where's your insurance paper? You give them. Let your car be stolen. Then go and claim the money back. Or go have accident and go. Is it not when you have accident, start to negotiate with the person that hit you or the one that you hit, how to repair it? These are people who don't even know the meaning of the word insurance. Because the insurance companies will take the money and they will eat it. You ask them, but I insured my car. They will tell you to please get away from the place, or they call the security. If you don't want us to embarrass you, leave the premises now, madam. But I took out insurance. I paid insurance. Please, can I pay me now. Let me go and replace my car. No, madam. Get away from here or we embarrass you. Insurance company. So all the money you have been taking all these years as an insurance company, where does it go to? Into the pocket of one wretched Yoruba man and from there straight to Switzerland. Welcome to Africa. They say they are not insuring anything. I don't trust insurance companies, and rightfully so. Who will trust them? One person killed as protests rock Ekiti towns over Fayo Shea's impeachment bid. That is the only way people can eat, is through politics. If not politics, how are you going to survive? Mold block and build a house. You have to be a thief. That is why, instead of you to see massive housing projects going on that should be synonymous with any developing economy, it's only one house in a village if you're lucky. And he will face his house east. The other one will build their own and face it west. The fence will be higher than the house. Primitivity. People are primitive. Soldiers abort APC lawmakers sitting. The unrest trailing the impeachment attempt of the Ekiti State Governor, Mr. Ayo Fayose, took a tragic turn yesterday as one person identified as Modupe Olaiya was killed in Efon Alaiye Ofon government area of the state as members of the PDP staged violent protests against the attempt by the 19 APC lawmakers to impeach the governor. You just gang up one night and say, Biafran oil money, me, I want it my own. Oh. That oil coming from Biafra land, I want my own share. How do we get it now? Why don't we impeach the governor? What did he do? Nothing. But why are we impeaching him? Don't you want the money or not? Do you want this money or not? Oh, God. Black people. Black. One person is now dead. An eyewitness told newsmen in Ado-Ekiti that the APC lawmakers were coming from Osun State and had run into the barricade mounted by the protesters at Etaore, a border town between Ekiti and Osun State. The victim was said to have sustained gunshot injuries as the police fired several shots to disperse the protesters who had already taken over the Ado-Etaore Ilesha Road. But I give Yorubas credit for one thing. Yorubas, they understand the meaning of protest. Theodology. I don't know. I won't call it punishment. Theodology. I don't know how to describe it in English language. I don't know the words in English to allow the worldwide audience to understand what I'm saying. Theodology, that some of you claim you voted for 4 years ago, has been instrumental in instituting a regime of wickedness of unparalleled proportions. There has never been any serious protest. When you protest, he gives you 550 naira and you go home. Abba cannot. Why should Abba allow Theodorji to come into Abba to campaign and to go free? Yoruba said no. They stood on the road and said evil is evil. I give them credit for that. And what became of them? What became of them? That is what you should ask yourself. What became of them? Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We are having slight difficulties, but I'm sure that we are back now again. You must bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. As I was reporting earlier, somebody is dead now. Because they wanted to impeach a governor. Why do they impeach people here? Because they want money. When the House of Assembly members run out of cash to solve their family problems or to send it to their kids abroad, they plot to impeach the governor. Then the governor will bribe them with allocation coming from Abuja, meant for infrastructural development. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. That is what happens here. Once again, we do apologize. As soon as we get all the equipment we are looking for, then things will be fine. But we are having intermittency in our broadcast. You must try and bear with us. And I will speed on, of course. Elder statesman and South-South leader, this is rubbish, I won't read the news. Clark, Tinubu tell non-indigents, that's rubbish, is that news? Non-indigents. They claim they have a country together that they are in. Obama and Cameron, do you understand that if you live outside your village, you're a non-indigent of that area? So you have people from Chicago living in Florida who are non-indigenous of Florida? Do you? Or you have people even as far away as Alaska that are living in Nebraska and they are non-indigenous? Do you see how hopeless we are with our very limited understanding of English language? Sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The time here is approximately 18 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning, and the whole world is listening, not minding the intermittency in our broadcast. The barrister has come to me, and I must interrupt this to go to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamizu, to gauge his opinion, to understand his take on the news we have so far presented. Barrister, I wonder if you can hear me, because if you can, I will implore you to proceed, please.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister.
Director, I've been listening to the news with curiosity. However, I have to say good morning to all of you, those seated with you, helping and supporting and assisting in every way they could. I thank all of you. Every day we must do this, because it's part of our protocol here, to reassure our people, to reestablish contacts with everybody far, wide and near, ensuring you that Biafra is the only hope we have. The only thing that we can do, and do it effectively without looking back, because that is our assurance and that is our insurance. And that's our home, Biafra. We can never miss what Chukwuebiam has already ordained. Biafra, yes, our people die every day from the hands of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram and terrorism, including the Yorubas, threatening us. We are picking in the middle. Hausas are telling us what we should do. Yorubas telling us what we should do. Chukwuebiam, you know, we are holding up. We are holding up, but we cannot hold up for a long time, because everybody can just walk over us. These are Biafran people from Chukwuebiam. It cannot happen. We are watching and waiting. And Biafrans are heavily united, unlike before, thanks to Director Owa Nnamdi Kanu. Remember, when we started this journey, that time we were all together. A lot of people disapproved of it. I said, no, Director must go. There's something out there for him to put together. And lo and behold, he did. May Chukwuebiam bless all of you this morning. Whatever is your plan, whatever you're planning to do, may Chukwuebiam bless it for all every Biafran, our friends and well wishes, and those who are interested in what we do here. Hypocrisy, greediness, wickedness. May Chukwuebiam banish all these things away from his people. Amen. Director, I'm here.
Of course you are, and Barrister, so also am I here. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Sometimes people ask us to study the word of Chukwuebiam as contained in the scriptures, and often enough we do that. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwuebiam is our God. Once again, we continue with our presentation this morning, with our systems, of course, permitting. We must continue. How low have the monkeys and the baboons fallen in the zoological republic that pure water have come to their rescue? Very sad indeed. It's a very brilliant piece written by one Suleiman Mojid Sani. I'm sure a Yoruba man, because Hausa is incapable of this, articulating this type of thought. We continue. This year marks the end of the current international development agenda, reached in year 2000, centered on the Millennium Development Goals formulated by white people. I think that was Clinton, Tony Blair that started it. Millennium Agenda 2000. They said we are going into a new century. Let us help Africa. They don't know that Africans don't want to help themselves. And in all fairness, sometimes white people, they try. They come to you, they want to help you. You say fraud and greed and stealing is better, and they help you to steal, because you are infinitely incapable of reasoning. The Millennium Development Goals encapsulate 8 globally agreed goals in the areas of poverty alleviation, education, gender equality, and empowerment of women, child and maternal health, environmental sustainability, reducing HIV/AIDS that Americans brought. Mind you, it was America that developed HIV/AIDS, for your information, and communicable diseases, and building a global partnership for development. For the zoo called Nigeria, it has been 15 years of motion without movement. I love that. Coming from somebody called Mujid. It's quite a compelling argument, I must say. You know, I respect intellect wherever I see it. It doesn't matter who's espousing it. I can't say because of my inbred hatred for Islam, because of that, I will not, acknowledge the contributions that the Arabs made to the advancement of mathematics. I will not say because of my hatred for Islam. I hate Islam. And I tell you categorically, I can't stand them. I can't say that my hatred for Islam is preventing me from acknowledging that the ice cream you're enjoying today was made by the Arabs. Arabs started ice cream in Spain. Then it spread everywhere. We continue. Spain and Italy, of course. You know, some of you don't know that there was a time Arabs were in charge of Spain. Do you know that? Arabs were ruling Europeans. Maybe that was when some of these people got their DNA from to be supporting the Islamization of Europe. For the zoo, it has been 15 years of motion without movement based on perceivable scenarios. The zoo would not achieve any of the goals. Of course, they can. In 2013, when the team from the International Monetary Fund visited the office of Senior Special Assistant to the President on Millennium Development Goals to find out that the country's performance track towards achieving the MDGs, Dr. Precious Gbeniol, Senior Special Assistant to the President on MDG, revealed that the 3 tiers of government spend about 3 trillion naira yearly as against the total sum of 4.3 trillion required to achieve the Millennium Development Goal. You talk about Millennium Development Goal where people want to develop. I will tell you once again, the same way that most of you go to worship idol every blessed Sunday without knowing the Pharisee, is the same way that building a house with cement and a block, you can never have enough houses. It's also a cost. Most of you don't understand that there are many ways to do something. One, in fact, basically 2 ways. The right way and the wrong way. As long as you go to the river, you bring out sand, you mix it with cement, and you can never build a civilization that way. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever. We continue. Millennium goal. Do you know the only thing they achieved in 15 years of Millennium Development Goals, MDG, formulated by white people to help out black Africans? It is pure water. That's the only thing they produced. In 15 years, pure water is the only sustainable sector that they have. That tells you all you need to know about the monkeys and the baboons. And how do you get pure water? You sink borehole. You bring up contaminated water from a contaminated water table. And then you put it in a bag of waterproof. You seal it up and you sell to people. And they are drinking. Pure water. In the era. France has declassified documents in the presidential archives relating to the Rwandan genocide exactly 21 years after its start on April 7, 1994. A decision to declassify the papers was signed on Tuesday and concerns documents in the Elysee relating to Rwandan between 1990 and 1995, a source in President Francois Hollande's entourage told AFP. Now, why have they not released all the documents on Biafra? Because we are... Onion and as Chebon as well. I'm here as na China now, man. Well, 2 containers can load, Reba. They are not interested in their history or what happened to them. And that is why I'm all back and stand up in Lagos and say I will kill all of you if you don't vote for me. What does that tell you about the mentality of such people? You are busy bringing in container and documents from China. And you forgot, rather very crudely, that you need to pursue your history. Because history has a way of repeating itself. U.S. policeman charged for shooting a black man in the back. At last, maybe following your criticisms here that they do nothing in... over there, now charging somebody. A white police officer from the U.S. state of South Carolina is a very bad place for racism, even in those days. South Carolina was in the Deep South, part of those that wanted to hold on to slaves. has been charged with murder after a video showed him shooting 8 times at the back of a 50-year-old black man who was running away. The man was running away. This white officer opened. Oh, God in heaven. And do you know the thing is that if this white police officer were to be a black man, the family of the man that was shot dead will go for revenge attack. But because he's a white man, nobody would do anything to him. He will serve maybe, if he's convicted, that is, which is a big shot, a long shot rather. He will be maybe jailed for 5 years, manslaughter with diminished responsibility, and then they will say, we'll be holding him here now for a year. So he will serve only 2 months, and he will come out. And one black person is dead in America. Welcome to the life of black people. You made it so for yourselves. Have you heard them before say they shot a Japanese in America? Huh? Have they ever shot a Japanese before? Or a Chinese in America? It's always black people. Why don't people sit and ask yourself questions? Why are they always shooting at us? Because people are useless. Black. Look at Africa. When they look at Africa and read about Africa, they watch documentary, they don't have regard for you. Black Americans don't know that whites don't regard them because of how wretched and poor Africa is. Because when people, that is why when somebody says, who is your father? If you are a white person, they look at the state of Europe before they assess you. If you're from Asia, whichever part you come from, they look at that country. Have they even shot Indians in America? People from India. It's always black people. Nobody will sit and ask, why is it always us? As Balotelli will ask people, why always me? Because you're a nutcase. Why always black people? Because, quite frankly, we are useless. We are. I'm telling you the truth. Black people are useless. I'm telling you what I know. Individually, you may have brilliance. Oh, he's a very fine surgeon. He's a brain surgeon. He works for Princeton Hospital. In Alabama, rubbish. One person. What determines the advancement of civilization is how a group of people behaves at the same time. That is how you measure development. You can't come to a town and see because only one man has upstairs in the village, that village is developed when everything else is poverty. That's not development. Development is now you have development. If you go to any civilized part of the world, everybody can eat and have accommodation only if you're mentally disturbed and you want to be homeless. That is called development and advancement. In Africa, only one house in the village and instead they are doing well. That means you are not well. We must continue. They are now claiming that Saddam Hussein, that the militant group Islamic State and its violent collision with the United States and others intent on halting the group's rapid rise. They can trace it back to Saddam Hussein, the demise of Saddam Hussein, and the anger that people harbored within for everything Western. But ISIS is phenomenal. My goodness. They are deadly. ISIS is deadly. My goodness me. Forgive Akiolu and move on. The terrorist tells hapless, useless, unprotected, and down and out. Downcast Igbo people. Everybody is begging. Please, live in the... save Igbo people, please. I told you, in the year 2012, I told Igbo people that they are irrelevant in the zoo. When you hear Junupora, you are irrelevant on the floor. You people are nothing. The Biafrans that speak Igbo, you are nothing. One wretched Oba, not even the only of Ife, only Oba of Lagos spoke. People are feeling sorry. That is a pity coming from everywhere. Feeling sorry for people in Lagos. Hey, yeah. As you talk, you just cigar. I warned you, but you didn't listen, of course. And I took container from China. The Buhari has now weighed in to say he urged Ndiwo and other non-indigenous. This is a president-elect, a terrorist-elect speaking. A president is calling so-called citizens of the same country non-indigenous in a place. I can't. Oh God. Mam kamu this school umgra kandi agarabikon. Onye mam na chineke.
is in this, the same school that we went to, that people went to. How can you be a non-indigenous in a country you claim you belong to, you're a citizen in? Non-indigenous. Hey, yeah, Africa. We always turn everything upside down, don't we? Buhari is calling Igbo people in Lagos non-indigenous. He is asking them to forgive all that has been said against them and move on for the sake of peace. But Buhari, why did you not move on for the sake of peace when Jonathan won in 2011? Why did you order Boko Haram to start killing people? Then you could have moved on in the name of peace. It's only now, because you have been rigged into power by your brother and the fellow Islamist Obama, that you now remember that we somehow need to move on in the interest of peace. Hypocrisy everywhere, and I despise hypocrisy. This is Radio Biafra. Our dear sister reminded me this very morning of the very verse that I quoted in the Bible, Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord of hosts watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Oworoma Jehovah Wolo Nefu. And for no need. If Chukwu Abiama does not build Biafra, we are wasting our time. Oroma Jehovah will go, but we are wasting your time. Me magi chineke, Biafra can never come. If you lack the knowledge of Chukwu Abiama, there will be no Biafra. Ichakwa, you may experiment. That is why anything we touch on IPOB turns into gold. We are phenomenal because of our knowledge of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, because we worship him in truth and honesty. Every other thing, Buarosi Kinefe. Arosi dressed up as God. Nefe Arosi. It's like going to a Yoruba church and claiming you're worshiping God. You must be insane. You are worshiping idol. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will now open. If you challenge us, you are at liberty to present your views here, and the world will hear it and be able to determine if you are right or if we are wrong. For now, our lines are open and we will go on to take your calls. We will go on to take your calls. Please, if you call us, the protocol always obtains here on Radio Biafra. Endeavor, please, to turn your system down. Turn it down. Once you turn it down, we will be able to hear you. You, in turn, will be able to hear us. And together we can make sense of what we are saying. But if you don't turn your system down, then we have a very slight problem. And we don't want that to be the case. Welcome once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. Therefore, we must continue. Thank you very much. Chinedum. Our dear brother from Bremen, working very hard. You know, there are those that work very well, behind the scenes. He's one of them. Very, very, working very astutely hard. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? That's what we said. I have a caller on the phone, they're not saying anything. I don't know if they're Biafrans, if they're from Awosaland, or maybe they're Kanuri. The caller on the phone, hello. Can you hear me? Are you from Kanuri or Awosaland? KBC, you don't want to say anything?
Hello. Hello, good morning. My name is Anton. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have been listening to your news and whatever you're saying. Some of them are truth. But I want to know how soon this thing will come, because you should not be talking, and no action.
No action. Have you got a gun with you? Do you have AK-47 in your house? We can come and take and start action.
Hello?
Do you have AK-47 in your house? If I come now, I will take it. You and I can begin action today. Do you have AK-47? He has gone off. Start action immediately. So you think guns fall from heaven like manna? Is that what you think? Do you see how ignorant Igbo people are? Very ignorant man. That you're talking. How many years, baboon, have you been listening to BBC? How many years have you been listening to CNN? How many years have you been listening to Al Jazeera? Do you see the brain of an Igbo man, how hopeless it is?
You are talking and talking and talking. When do we start? Have you got one bullet? The answer is no. Then how do we start action? Ignorant people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen, where you are?
My name is Emeka John. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir, I thank you for what you have been doing based on this radio Biafra. I want to say that God, we bless you. Sir, I am most interested. I am the one that called you before, and I told you that I want to join the army of Biafra. You know, I have been so interested in the army Biafra, especially my father is one of the army Biafra that fought on the civilians war. So, sir, I am interested to join. You told me that you will call me back, and I did not see any call since then. So, daddy, I'm so interested to join. Please, sir, if you can call me, I will. I want to die for my country. Please, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and you will be called. And there is no need calling to find out when, but we will call you eventually. Be rest assured, we will call you.
Okay.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? It is amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff. Our people, they said they will learn eventually, and they will learn. I believe so. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. Again. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, you know the first caller?
Yes.
After you said, when you call, turn off your devices. The guy's radio was sitting at the background. He did not even give his name. He's from Alpha.
I think I told you, I was Amun. Yeah, I was Amun.
Comment. You see, when you talk about our people, it is obvious. It doesn't concern me that a lot of people are being killed ceaselessly. Our people are perishing on a daily basis. These are the people that work with Odus Okaru and his co-workers. What we do here does not make any meaning to them at all. And these are the people that would like to criticize those who are doing this immense job. They have no brains, neither do they have any guts or bones in them. Our people die every day. They do not care. It doesn't affect them. They can just pick phone and call because it's free. Do they know what people on the ground do? Do they know how they are managing? But our people daily are suffering, both in the hands of the Yoruba, in the hands of the Hausa. Yet, we are trying our level best to make sure that everybody comes together so that we can fight this enemy that is confronting us on a daily basis. Killing our people, marginalizing us. Some people out there do not care because maybe they have a share that they are taking 200, 300 naira every day. And it's enough for them. Selfish acts I hated in my life. You cannot think about somebody else and how they are managing. Think about the whole society that we are diminishing. The world are in collision with our enemies. And I want them out, but they will not have Islam in their own countries. Obama is there because he's Islam. Someone will say he's Christian. But beneath, he's never supported anything Christianity. Be watchful. The people around me are smile with you. One book says, I rather have a good enemy who tell me that he hates me rather than having a friend who will secretly put you down. And that's what we see and hear on a daily basis. Somebody else will call. The advice will still be talking in the background. How long will these people learn? And yet we try ourselves to know more and know more than others. But we cannot adhere to simple instructions within us. What a shame. Our people, you have a very long way to learn ordinary little things that will help you into your lives. But that cannot stop what the is doing here. Because we have a just cause. We have a legitimate cause to search and look for and restore the Afra. and Chukwuebiawa knows nothing will ever stop this particular movement. Because we've gone too far. With evidence around us. Because once you're doing something, you have evidence over and against your opponent. You win the case. That's why we have courts. All over the world, evidence will surmount any particular argument. When you call, turn off your listening devices and speak of something meaningful, not something degrading, as you think. We say common sense. It isn't common. A lot of people do not have it. And we're here to instill it into your brain to make sure that something realistic comes out of it. Thank you, Director.
And thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. I wish our people can be attentive, they can pay attention and follow precisely what we are asking them to do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Darado.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. My goodness me. I will say manyaruo. Hina wusa monanyeba. Akari akari. Too many of them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
All right. My name is Nnabike Ukuke from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. The other caller, the first caller said that you're just talking. No action. The guy is insane because even so, if you're asking very well, the guy may have even joined the IPOB meeting. And they get saying, you are just talking without no action. Guy, you that is saying, you are just talking no action. What have you done? I mean, within your jurisdiction, make sure that the actualistic of Biafra exists. You are just there saying, you are just talking no action. That is by the director. That is not the problem here. I mean, we are just something very, very concrete here. I mean, on how to boycott the election. And that is my own there is. Everybody, I'm calling on everybody, east, west, north, and south, over, whether you are at south, or wherever. Please, my people at Enugu, Aba, River State, Imo State, Anambra, and all the rest of Biafra land. Please, do not go and vote. I repeat, please do not go and vote so that your life and the will at your life be Biafra. Please, my director, I thank you, Biafra. I thank everybody that is listening. My crew member here, we are all Biafras. And if you can permit me, director, all Biafras. So we all here, we are Biafras. Even you can come to one of my colleagues here, the one that introduced me to Radio Biafra. His name is Uche Namani. So you can come to him, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's speak to him.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please.
Please, we are very, very happy of hearing about Biafra.
Wonderful.
We have been waiting. I've been thinking of when we are going to be free from this nonsense called Nigeria.
Yes.
So we are thankful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's asking us to show action. So you didn't see in Aba that we stopped election on the 28th. What is that? Is not action. You want us to fire a gun, give us a gun and a bullet. Then if we don't fire it, you can complain. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention, are they? They are not paying attention. Very sad indeed that people do not pay attention. I can't understand this. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are?
Hello. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Aba.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you like hello, I'm a clear director.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning, this morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please?
My name is Ifai. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Since February this year, I discovered the Radio Biafra. And I've been listening through all you've been saying. it provoked me this morning that somebody called, this is from Abba, and was asking you what has been your action all this while you've been talking. Assuming I am on air and I can locate that person, I wouldn't mind squeezing that person. But information is the highest action whatsoever that one can use in doing anything. Nobody knows about the affair. All this why. Some of us know, some of us don't know. So nobody did know the plan to have on the ground. But the little you've been saying, it has been gingering some people, making them know that, yes, somebody's fighting about this very nation of ours, Biafra. And somebody's there saying that no action has been taken. See, that's one thing I want to say. We have to be careful on enemies within, because that's the most dangerous enemy. Enemies within. Because most of these people that call themselves Biafran and Igbos and all that, they are not with us. Because of this little one matter they get from this house of Fulani them. When they send them, they go and call that man. Try to talk to him. No, it's even annoying that some of them don't know how to talk. You want to get information, and you come and say you want to know action. If you want to know action, you should cool down. You understand? After the plans, the whole plans, I know. I've been dreaming about this. I don't even know that something like this will come up on air. I've been dreaming about this. And I've been asking myself, when will it happen? I even thought that the whole action will start before hearing the Biafran radio. I thought that the whole action will start from this election. Because I perceive Jonathan losing the election. And after the day was called the press and was saying that if Jonathan loses, there will be problem, he will do this, that will be cheated and all that. And after everything what happened, Jonathan lose. And maybe they have given him one of those contracts and all that. He went and relaxed. Nobody heard about anybody. And we've gone back to where we used to be. Since the time of Nnamdi Azikiwe, which different person has ruled Nigeria as a president. Who? Nobody. And now it has gone back to outside. From outside, they will give it to Yoruba. We are all fools. So we need to do something. Are you with me?
Live and direct.
We need to do something. And I've been talking to some of my friends that with me here in Enugu. I was not surprised when he said that somebody overtook Sullivan, our governor, and he arrested the person and put him in prison. Omiyana Ponsana. Oh, Hamariana Ponsana. I have his record. Somebody that slept with a mother, married a daughter, and still slept with the sister. He doesn't have shame. He doesn't have shame. And he's here building house everywhere in Enugu. This one is Sullivan's house. This one is Sullivan's son's house. This one is just squandering the raw money that they are earning. They don't even care. Here in Enugu, nobody, we are all suffering. We are all suffering here. So, Director, please, I appreciate your effort. I like what you're doing. For your soldiers, we need to join your soldier. But I don't know how it's going to be. If the time comes, you have my number now, call me. And I have all my friends that are interested. You understand?
Of course, the plan
is this. How are we going to be meeting? Within us, secretly. Because this enemy within us, I don't know whether we'll do it this way. If anybody tells you that he wants to join the soldier, or wants to join one of us, I have this idea, Director. Ask the person, where is he from? Explain yourself very well. Which part of Biafran land are you from? Which dialect do you speak? Speak your dialect so that we'll hear for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Let's see if you can flow well, very well, so that we know that you are a true Biafran person. Not when they're born you in outside Fulani land, you come and call and say, you want to know this, you want to join this. When you come inside, you become an enemy within. After the whole training and everything, you'll be the one sending information outside. Please, I just want the wisdom of God to rule us. Let the Chukwu Adeoma come and be our guide. Because we can do, it's not something we can do today. I don't even care when it comes. Even if it comes in 100 years to come. Even if it comes in 90 years to come. Good planning. Let's just have underground planning. Then after the planning, the way you're coming out, will come out with full force. Then that is just that asking you the action. When we come out, then the person will know. Because this is not women affair. That will come and talk, and jump inside. And start doing what you've not done. We need to plan as men. Please, sir. That's all I have to say.
And well spoken. Thank you very much. There is something wrong with Igbo man, with his brain. The zoo have scrambled it and messed it up. Do you know how many years they planned Boko Haram before unleashing the attack at Madala?
Do you think that to march is an easy thing? You just wake up one morning and you start marching? We are trying to wake you up to prepare your minds for what is to come. As for marching, we will march. And as for Sarah Dokobo, to launch any preemptive attack without South, South, and Southeast coming together will be suicidal. They will wipe away Niger Delta from the face of the earth. The only thing that can make any attack sustainable is South, South, and Southeast locked into one accord. As one people, then we march and we win. People think this is easy. They think it's take away. You know that different types of places you can go to eat. One, you go and sit down, they start preparing it immediately. In other places, they've cooked it already. Our people, that's what I'm saying about, you know, that is the problem with black people is their lack of foresight and understanding. That's why they drink water from pure water bag, from plastic bag. People don't reason very well. They don't even understand English language. We want you to carry out action. So the stopping of election is not... So you've not heard them, everybody crying about the Igbo people, what they did. You stop election and then they still want action. The action you're asking for, which is war, have you contributed to the purchase of the guns and the bullets? The answer is no. And he wants something. Mad, mad, insane people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? And is talking like somebody who is in a cage. Don't like people who are weak. From the sound of the voice, you can detect weakness. A very weak man, indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elgin Nania. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm very happy for what you are doing for our country, Biafra.
Chukwa Biafra, be praised.
And I can see that many people is calling to speak like they're not Biafram. I believe a real Biafram man will speak like a Biafram. And in fact, I'm very happy. I'm happy to get you this morning. And the real idea I would like to put in with this suggestion is... some people used to talk, let us take action, let us take action. Action without packaging, I don't think you get exactly what you need. Let us plan ourselves first before action. Let us package ourselves and connect ourselves together. And when we are together, and everybody knows that I am Biafran, we will get exactly what we need. I'm very happy for you. Thank you very much for your work for us.
Thank you, and also for your very sound advice. If we commence our march, say, tomorrow morning, there are people in Biafran groups called Pro Biafra looking for information to sell. Some of them have started the foundation in a village, and they want to finish their houses in the village. And they're hoping that they can use Biafra to be able to make that possible. Some of them are very hungry and very poor. There are no jobs anywhere. So Biafra attracts all manner of idiots. So you sieve, you look for those who are serious within. That is why this very meeting is critical. Very, very critical. What's today's day? Is today Wednesday or Thursday? We have a very crucial meeting coming up tomorrow of all pro-Biafra groups. They call it pro-Biafra groups. I gave permission for IPOB to attend, for Radio Biafra to attend, and for us to go and make some things very clear to some people, how we intend for this thing to run. And I understand that there are some people working with APC Boko Haram that came to the last meeting, and tomorrow we shall make it very clear that we don't want to see them at any future meetings. Because most of you are saboteurs. You claim you want Biafra, but you don't, in truth and in every honesty. You don't want Biafra. You are lying to yourselves. You are looking for information to sell to the enemy. So you are, I'm a Biafra, I'm a pro Biafra group. I lead this very group. They are looking for information to sell. Hagere, Besindino. That is why we have to be very cautious. Even your average Igbo man in Abuja or Lagos
is looking for information to sell. So that Kodekwa Kibia, so that he can answer Churros for one. These people you have to be very wary of. Therefore, our planning has to be meticulous, down to the letter. We continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chibiki and I'm calling from Bob.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm very happy to get you people. I've been telling you people things, but I haven't got you. I had one person this morning saying about you should go and sell. You are talking without action. But, Director, I say that before you do anything, you have to prepare. We have to keep ourselves very well before we do anything that we are going to do. So, my own advice here is those people that are saying that kind of thing, you should ignore them. You should ignore them. Don't just look at them, because these people may be a distraction. They may be sent by Boko Haram to come and invade in us, so that we know what we are going to say, so that we disturb what people are doing. So, I'm so interested, and I want to join the Black Man Army. So, this is my number. If you can call me at any time, I'm ready to die for my country. May God bless you, Director.
And you too. Thank you very much. He's in a very noisy place. Who has written this? When you write, give us your name, please. Okwara Christian from Enugu has written. Please read this out. There's nothing as powerful as intellectual revolution. Once that is achieved, it naturally directs the physical revolution, and that will mean fighting with knowledge. Boko Haram did not just start with bombing. The French Revolution did not just happen. There was a planning stage. This is the stage we are in right now. If we exit this stage successfully, then the order will be history. If we bypass this stage and march, then believe me, there would have been no difference between the days of our forefathers and ours. Remember, knowledge is not power, but applied knowledge is. Well written, isn't it? It's a masterpiece. They don't know what we are doing. I said it before. We want to fortify before Islam goes out to kill. They first of all soak you in Quran. Tell you Allah said this. Why do you think that a graduate will come out and go and join ISIS to go and fight? Because they said Allah. When you go to your madrasa, your Islamic school, they soak your brain with go and kill a Christian. Go and kill a Jew. Kill a Christian, kill a Jew. Or maybe for 15 years before they prepare you. So that when you go into the battlefield, anything you see, you kill. That's a Christian. That's why they're successful. And their pot never runs dry in terms of recruitment. But you wake up one morning, let's start marching. You people will be the ones to say, when we march through your village, we don't know what they're doing. What did you call Nigeria? Because we don't know who they are. We don't know what they're doing. Agramunuka school, Ndibo. I study like school. Agunujaranja. Bad people. I know you very well. Ndibo. Ndushi. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
I'm calling from Abam Solomon in the Chukwu Solomon. From Dapla Land, Anambra.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Azibu.
Thank you.
Director, I wanted that day in the first load. I thank God that God brings someone like you, because this step now is the best step, because nothing past information. I'm going to do the wire television. Mo to do what radio? Where Boko Haram television?
That's correct.
Where Boko Haram radio?
Yes.
But one can win the one. So more happy now this one, and more one can happy. Anyone want a contribution? I'm more game. So make sure that on that television, on the air, and then we different television, different radio. I will be happy very well.
Yes.
So more as that check it between you go have a call.
You
say. I'm not here. Lose. But even I get lose here.
You say. He
said, Any contribution, I'm more interested to make sure I did this thing go forward.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And as I said before, we are going to publish our own newspaper. We will go on TV as well. Hey! Ifajunaga Boso. He will use his leg and just run away. He was Rike. What? Well, I'm not going to touch him. I won't touch him. So says you, only the truth. And you see the vagabond scamper away. We are live and we are there is Radio Biafra. If you are not used to education, you know, buying and selling, that's what it does to our people. And then you fail. We have never failed before. And we don't intend to fail now either. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The network is very bad. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot. They cannot either. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not at all. Not at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Turn your system down. I know you don't listen. It's in your nature. You don't listen at all. Interview where? In which newspaper? Okay, he's a radio station called him. You know where? Okay. They said there was Rike wants to give interview today in a radio station. Can they get our station up and running, please? You know what? Tell them I said that immediately. I want it up and running this very morning. Let's hear what the bastard has to say. Because I said on the air yesterday that we are moving our station from where it is. So he knows we are going to be off air for one day, you know what? He wants to go and speak. I want to be back on immediately before 2 p.m. this afternoon. He's a fool. The bastard. He wants to hide and announce something. I want Owere functioning before 2 p.m. today. This is Radio Biafra. They don't know who we are. Because I ordered for our relay station to move. Where it is, goof. I said, I want it moved from there. And he's using under the cover of darkness to go and speak to Owere people. No, we say no to that. We are coming back live this afternoon. Mad people. Insane people. A vagabond and a thief. Ifajun of our time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Ifajun. I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you. Your voice is very deep. Please, come out. Don't put me on speakerphone, please. Speak to be direct.
All right, can you hear very well now?
It's better now, please go ahead. No speakerphone, please go ahead.
All right, the first caller that just called from Abba, I thank God that many people are putting him where he belongs. I don't want to talk too much about that first caller, but there's a statement that he made. He said some of the things he are saying is true. Please, I want him to call back and tell us some of the things that you are saying that is not true.
Thank you. I forgot. I wanted to ask him. I actually forgot. He said some are true. I don't know the ones that are not true.
Yes,
oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
So let him call back and tell us the ones that are not true so that we can still put him through. Director, I'm so happy. You know, something have not moved me before. You know, I've not moved by anything before. Since I began to listen to Radio Biafra, you know, I'm moved. I'm telling some of my friends about Radio Biafra. And they are telling me, how can big boy like me, how can these people get me so cheap? and they are claiming that they went to school. I say, is it not the same school that all of us went, that we can't even produce anything? And the truth have come to the end. Now, you don't want to listen to it. They are telling me that I'm a big boy, you know, they should not push me into Biafra of a thing. I say, come, this is true. When you hear the truth, you will know. You know, so, you know, this was Rika, you know, spoiled many things in our mind. That's why many people never want to believe us. My director, in this Abba, we are having problems. Of this boycotting election.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, this is the first time they brought an Ugwa man to Okezie Bazo. So if you are telling them to boycott the election, all of them don't want to believe. All of them want their mother to enter there. I have preached to them. They say, no, this is the first time Ugama wants to be a governor. So why are we telling them to boycott the election? I say, I was trying to tell them that from the day you have been in Putin, have you people achieved anything? You know,
and what it is, because they are black people from Africa. Why do you expect them to reason? They are in the COG, black people. That is why they are black. That is why they are from Africa, because of their inability to reason. Since you have been voting, Monye Ngwao, Monye Bende, what have you gotten? The answer is nothing.
Yes. So, my director, you have to preach more. You have to preach more on them, because you know how we are. You know how we are. Like this morning, I was telling my friend, when they are calling you monkey, you don't believe it. But you are drinking such a water. You open it with your mouth and drinking it. You're supposed to put this in the cup. And they are telling you, okay, throw such a water to monkey. You see how you drink it.
Exactly like them.
So when they call you monkey, you should not be angry. Accept it and change.
Simple. Accept and change.
If you are telling me, please turn the radio off. If you don't want to listen to it, forget it. You understand? So, director, I thank you. Continue. I'm not going to say that let's begin to march now. No, let's prepare. Let's prepare. And the information you're giving us, we love it. We love it so much. And I'm one of the members of the family in Abaya. I believe that, that with God's help, we'll achieve what you are fighting for. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much, Manabra. Thank you very much. Those that value knowledge. It's the first. These are graduates, so a graduate of political science. It's the first time Ngwa people are producing somebody. Why don't we go and vote for Ngwa person? I don't get it. I do not understand. And they went to school. They are graduates. Now you see why the whole education system, in fact, every university will be knocked down and rebuilt. And build something that when you see it, you know it's an edifice. A citadel, not a glorified secondary school. Mad, insane people. Eba kind of mad holy. If you are Idri, baby, I'll go all your words. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
You are not paying attention. I wouldn't expect anything better anyway. This is Africa. People don't listen to simple instruction. Yeah. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, this is the tune. So calling for Menugu, Yafalan.
Thank you, Thomas. Yes, go ahead.
Director, what I have to say is this. If our people, as myself, have been preaching this gospel, I've been preaching this gospel in the place where I'm working, but these people refuse to hear. They are not calling me Biafran, Biafran, Biafran. Yes, I said yes, I'm Biafran. Is there any way, they have to learn through the hard way. This is what I have to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. We are not. There are those of them who will foolishly be consigned, or should I say, removed to the fringes or to the margins of what we are doing because of their stupidity. You know, now I understand the reason why they have different classes of people in Europe. You have the upper class, you have the middle class, you have the working class, and you have those without any class at all. It's because if you mix everybody together, that becomes contamination. If your bright child is in a school with a complete imbecile, it drags them down. Can we go for the call now? We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Director, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Felicia Uzamaka Ejezie. I'm calling from Bende.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
In Bende, local government of Biafra State.
Thank you.
Director, I will say to myself that I'm overwhelmed with joy today speaking with you. I've been trying for a long time now to get connected. By His grace, I am lucky today. Thank you very much, Director. All that you have been saying on Radio Biafra, I am hearing it, and everybody, even the whole world, is listening and hearing too. The truth is that in Proverbs 4:24, it says, never say anything that is even true. Have nothing to do with lies and misleading words. I've been searching and looking, all that you have been saying to us, all of them is the truth. And I'm gathering the whole women here in Abia to make sure they join you, because it is the truth that we can only follow. When I say joining, I mean that even in Luke 22:36, it says, but now, Jesus says, whoever has a purse or a bag must take it, and whoever has no sword must sell his coat and buy one. Director, I must be truthful to you. I am training myself. I will even say that right now, I am a Biafran soldier, Biafran head soldier, on my own. I'm a warrior now, and I'm a member of a team of Biafra.
Wonderful.
I serve the people right now in the United States of Biafra, and I live the Army values. Director, I know the Army values. We must stay together and fight this dude to a halt and make sure we free ourselves. The Biafra restoration must come now and not tomorrow. I am disciplined. I am physically and mentally trained, Director. I'm proficient in my own warrior task and drill now. We will never quit until we fight these zoos to a standstill.
You say?
Even I will never, you say, our living comrades, and the women and men, we will wake them up this time around. We will protect ourselves, our arms and equipment we are being given. Director, I am telling you that if they need our helping hand, all of them, even here in Biafra, our men and women, we will give it to them. But if they are mistaken our kindness to be witnessed this time around, Director, we will gun all of them down. You know why I'm saying this? Because most of our people have turned to be saboteurs. They have joined the zoo in killing us. They are soldiers and their police. When they see their brothers, or when they are being sent on errand to come and kill us, they will come. All of them, they are our enemies. They will gun them now. The women will even disgrace them. Are you hearing me, Director?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world.
We are guardians of freedom and the different way of life.
Of course.
We are different soldiers, specialists. This is a free world, and we must live to it. The Hausas have done their best in their own past, but right now they will never live to do that again. The women are telling them they will kill us and then turn around and say that we are one. We are never one. We are never one in everything. Oh, Director, the women are with you. We will fight them to a halt this time around. They came with their guns and their knives. They burned our churches, our houses. They killed all the Igbos. And when they turn around, they say we are one. We are never one. We will fight them, being with our knees. And we call Chukwu Abiama to be with us. Director, when you see what they are doing, oh my God. Even in their suram, their so-called, their Quran, where they say Muslims are commanded by Allah to smite the neck of anyone who did not accept their teachings of Islam. And they have come here to Islamize us. And according to their verses, they'll be helping Allah. How can you be helping your Allah in killing Christians? How can you be helping your own God, if that God is a living one, in killing fellow Christians? They will continue burning our churches, but they don't go in and burn their mosques. They have come again. This time around, they will never succeed. Even the so-called go on that is turning around to kill his own fellow Christians in every way. In fact, let God help him not to come to Igbo land. If not, he will never go like that. It's no victor, no vanquish. All along, he has been practicing it. Even promised us, they call it 3 R's of rehabilitation, reconstruction, reconciliation. Not even a one of them has been done in Igbo land, in Biafra land. And now he wants to come again. He is the one that collected all our mission schools and gave to the government of the zoo. And now, where is he? Even in his own state, Plateau State, He's on fire now. This is Lord of Karma, Lord of Justice, retributive justice and nemesis catching him. His lantern standing here, Naraguta, Barikin Ladi, all of them, they're on fire now because of what he has come to do to the Igbo land. He will never go unpunished this time around. God will see him through in killing him and all his own people because of what he has done. Is it Babangida? All of them who are now terrorizing or bringing Boko Haram into the zoo to continue killing my people who don't want to hear. They want to build their mansions in their own place instead of building it in their own. Babangida, what he has done, even in killing Delegiwa, what he did in killing even the victims of Halikulo C-130 crash of 1992, we have never forgotten. We are all fine 120 fine officers of that rank of major upwards, perished just like that. He did not even stop there, took $21 million and pushed to OIC in order to enroll us into Islam. He's talking, he can never succeed. Even if the one that rubbish our money by collecting the so-called IMF loan, we have never forgotten. He's all of them. They continue messing the Igbos about when they say one Nigeria will be going to Sokoto, Maiduguri, Lagos, building, but they do not come here to build. They will even live here, and yet they don't want to pay for rent of this and that. When you are going forward, they continue drawing you forward, backward. That how can we continue following them? We can never direct them. I assure you of that. Even David Mack himself, that did abandon property, only in Rivers, he left Kano, Kaduna, Plateau and other areas. And his wife is busy taking our money to Swiss bank to go and bank it. And they come and tell us one Nigeria. He will never succeed. Director, I'm telling you, we are with you. The whole women will come out and tell Obama. And then is it Cameron? They call him or what? I don't want to know. They do not accept Islam, but he wants Islam to be here. Even Buhari, we heard that he's coming tomorrow. So, Imo State, Director, this time around, we're not going to vote any of them in. They will just dance around and we flush them out. Director, I said, be determined, be courageous, be very upright, objective, truthful, resolute, and strong. No evil will ever befall you. Whoever touches you, Director, himself, his family, all of them will perish.
They know that.
I assure you of that.
They know
we'll never leave them unpunished.
Of course.
Just be strong. The women are with you. Carry on, Director. May the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiyama, protect and guide you and your family until the restoration of Biafra is restored. Thank you very much, Director.
Chukwu Abiyama, bless you to stay on the line because people are saying that you're bringing tears to their eyes as you're speaking. You are indeed a blessing to Biafra. We are richly, deserving of your presence in our lifetime, to be honest, to be able to fight this fight with you, with a woman who is so educated and so fluid. My goodness me. Very, very intelligent. You know, I love intelligent people. They drive me mad. I fall in love with anything intelligent. I love intelligent people. And this woman is intelligent. Very, very intelligent. I love that. Thank you very much. We are humbled. I am humbled that you managed to speak to us this day. I love it. Thank you very much. Is one another trying to speak to us? Get hold of him, please. The super coordinator. Anything one another cannot organize is not worth organizing. He is awesome. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. Hey, I am so happy. Hey, yeah. I threw a challenge to Ifajuna and he took the bait. I told him he cannot speak live again. They're announcing that he's going to speak live on Saturday. Hey, yeah. It's like a lamb to the slaughter. A lamb to the slaughter. He's finished. Because we are going to be back on, when are we, is it this evening or tomorrow? This evening? Hope the Owerris will be back on this evening. We have moved it from Boebo Nyanangu. We want to secure it very well. and then we wait for Ifajina. We go head to head with the idiots trying to, oh my goodness me. They are finished anyway. Finished, completely gone, dead and buried in the ocean around. This is Radio Biafra. We are live all the same and direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
This is Nze Onyemuche from Aba.
Thank you very much, Nze. Please go ahead.
Because of the first caller that wanted to insult himself, I just want to read this place in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. It says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to the word, it is because there is no light in them. Sir, you are bringing light to the people. And a lot of people are reeling in ignorance. Ignorance is that darkness. Look, if our people knows what is happening in the mosques, that they have been planning for decades to run over the east and the south-south, they will not have to say all these things. I think that man is in darkness. That's why he spoke the word of darkness. Well, he needed to go to the spiritual laundry house where his brain will be refabricated, where his brain will be washed and cleansed of every darkness so that he can speak well. Please forgive him, because he doesn't know what he's doing. As per Gawan, if Gawan is truly born again, as he is professing to be, glory be to God, but he should have come out to clearly apologize to the Biafrans that, look, he has offended for not accepting Aburi conditions. That's one. But he has not done it. So where is the born again? Born again, is it born again out of hypocrisy or born again in spirit and in truth? That's one, another one. I must say that I thank God for people like you and the crew, the Biafran crew working with you. I mean, I see them as men, extraordinary men and women. Because if they are not, they too could have been saboteurs. But I thank God for them. So I also thank God for you. But you see, one thing is this. If the Igbos, if the Izons, if the Efik and so on do not sit up, you see the rain that is about to fall, it will soak and drench them all. I remember what Ojukwu said in Lagos when they built International Trade Fair shops in International Trade Fair complex. He came there and saw thousands of lock-up shops. He mounted the dais and where the Igbos and everybody was were jubilating, they waited for him to speak. He said, "Una futugo mia ne runi, apuna futugo mia ne runi." Oga munu. Onyibo is waiting. Onyizo is waiting for the rain to beat him before he will start scampering for safety. But that time there will be no cohesion. But if we have a unified voice, I think that the man from outside will have a rethink before attacking, before destroying our churches, before building mosques to corrupt us. Because if they radicalize our boys and girls, sending them to Sudan and other places, bringing them back here, time will come when our fellow brothers will destroy mosques, churches. They will destroy churches while we are in the churches singing and praising God. They will burn churches, kill people, and we will be wondering why our own brothers are doing this. Why? Because they have been radicalized, and that time it will be too late. Finally, sir, it took you almost, if not more than 20 years to study delicately and intricately the things that you are vomiting right now. But do you know that many people also, it took them more than 20 years, 30 years of learning and reeling in ignorance and stupidity, as you used to say. please forgive such ones. Another thing is, some of them could be cooks so when Biafra starts. Some of them could be tailors when Biafra starts. Where others who are men are fighting in the war front. It's a shame to such ones. However, you can manage them as cooks when the time comes. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
And thank you, Mechukwu Abiama. Well spoken. I like intelligent people. I've said that before. I have no time for idiots. I like people who are learned, who understand what is happening. I will go on here today because this action nonsense is getting a lot of people upset. This one is from Michael Chibike from Aba. Let me explain to that very first caller very well. We complain that BBC and CNN, including other social networks, have refused to talk about Biafra. The radio Biafra is talking about Biafra. The printing press is around the corner. The transmitter is available to launch, and our TV is also coming so that we can offer live broadcasts so that the whole world can see us and talk by force. That's our action, and the battleground is the last fight. And well spoken. So, Imanandin, there was a thing. What are you expecting? What I mean is that though some of you are working about answering Biafran names, but we are Awusa by nature. That's what I mean by Awusa Meganyaro. That's the meaning of it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafran.
I can hear you very clearly. Director, good morning this morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Uchechukwu Ngobo. Last night I called you and I was upset concerning the coming of Buhari, the terrorist in the land of Owerri, Biafran land. And this morning, well, to God be the glory, we are marching forward to get what we want and what God has ordained for us to, you know, to get in this land. God will surely fulfill it through you in Jesus' name.
You see?
And this morning also, Director, I don't have much. One thing happened to me. I was passing and I saw a woman beating, you know, his child. And I was asking, woman, why are you beating the child? He said, this boy don't want to speak English. She don't want to say, this boy don't want to speak English. He don't want to speak English. I said, because of English, you want to, you know, destroy this boy.
English.
So, in Igbo land now, everywhere, even in the Igbo Otako, Port Harcourt, you will see people, you know, forcing their children to speak English while their own language is just destroying. That is what, even in the school. Then, and later when I came back, I asked one of my sons, say, is it this thing happening in your school also? He said, yes, if you did not speak English, you pay 100 naira. I say, in the school? Eh? But you, director, I know you in the land of Biafra, you went to school. But now you can, you know, speak in English, I mean, in the way that even people who have, you know, forcing their children to speak English in the school, and they will go to the school and also go to university, and when they come back with zero English, they cannot even stand to speak English. So today, I am weeping concerning such a group of people in the land of Biafra, forcing their children to begin to speak English. And also in Aba here, if you go to Aba, you will never see an investment of an Awusa man or a Yoruba man. One of my friends is a bank manager. When he was transferred back to Lagos, one of the property he had, he sold it, and they took his money back to his place. So it's only our people who cannot listen. They cannot even know what they are doing. So this morning, I am soaked, you know, with shame of what is happening to the Igbo race and so-called Biafran in all over Zulu. This time, they cannot learn, they cannot understand. So, Director, I say keep it on. God will surely take us to a promised land where he has already ordained us to be in the land of Biafra. And I want to sing a song to the people who cannot listen. Excuse me, sir. Let me just give this song. Chime, Chime, Obotu Wanka Siridi. Chime, Chime, Obotu Wanka Siridi. Namadu na hapi henke obanaka. Nacho ihe dara mmini. Na mmadụ na-ahapụ ihe nke ọgbà n'aka ya na-achọ ihe dara mmiri. Ndị Igbo na-agbasi ihe furu efu, hapụ ịchọta ọdịmma nke Biafra, bụ nke Chineke nyere anyị ka anyị biri n'ime ya. Ọ bụ ihe nwute nye anyị. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amazing stuff. Amazing. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Do you see why Radio Biafra is different? We never follow any script. People come here to speak their mind, both good or bad, depending. If you annoy people, they slaughter you. If you say something meaningful, they praise you. One of them is with us, I presume. The very super coordinator himself. I have some details to give to him, including a new family in Sao Paulo, which I need to transfer with him. Sao Paulo is in Brazil. And also the contact we made from Bolivia. Very, very important. Wanonyi, can you hear me? Wanonyi is no longer with me. Is that correct? Wanonyi, can you hear me? Please bring... It's not that easy. Please bring him back. Bring him back, please. I want Wanonyi to please come back to us. Very, very important that he does so. Wanonyi, can you hear me? If you can, will you please... I crave your indulgence. Come back to me. Please answer it. Can you hear me? Mazewano Nenyi, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I can hear you. I can hear you. This is Iken Nawano Nenyi. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm from Obahezaachi in Imo State. My director, I'm really very, very happy. I know people over here have been, it's been very difficult getting through, which is a very good news because it means people down in the Biafra land are, you know, calling and doing a very good job, and we appreciate that. Although it's kind of really getting hard for us to get through. Anyway, my director, what I'm calling for, number one, is to let you know that we are trying our best here, doing a very good job in terms of evangelization. Canada is growing very, very well. The zonal coordinator in Canada is doing a marvelous job, and Canada has now registered with the Canadian government. What happened, they had a registration before, but somebody commandeered it and to let us use it, you know, and I think you know that person, you know. So we went and registered. So Canada is fully registered right now with the Canadian government.
Wonderful. And so hold on one minute. For those asking us how many countries know, you are now confirming to the whole world that even Canada, we are now registered with Canadian government. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Solid.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Then Trinidad and Tobago is growing rapidly. I had a conference meeting with them last Sunday. They are doing marvelous. We have more members now coming up in Trinidad and Tobago, and also in St. Martin's Island, we have a family in St. Martin's Island. St. Martin's is in West Indies. Yeah.
We have a family in St. Martin's Island in the West Indies.
Yes, my director.
Lord have mercy. Yes. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and thank you. And I'm using this opportunity to request for people who are in South America, especially people who are in Bolivia, Brazil, Argentina, Jamaica, Haiti, Belize, Honduras, to give me a call. Any person who is a Biafran family or who wants to join Biafran family or who wants to, you know, form a zone should give me a call. And my name again is Iken Nawano Nenyi. The telephone number is 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. And director, you can give my number over the phone too. they know how to deal with our detractors. You know, in case somebody calls from Bolivia or Brazil, Argentina, or Belize or Haiti or Honduras, they should give me a call anytime so that I can get them coordinated. It's about 2:35 here in the morning. So kind of a little bit you know, sleepy.
I know. We wanted to appeal to Anne, your lovely wife, to please allow you to come back to Biafra land. Has she agreed?
We are working on it. What happened is we are working on it. My daughter is wedding on the 18th of this month.
Okay.
Then I have some other things to tidy on, you know. And I'm working on it.
Okay, please. Congratulations to her, please, and let us know precisely when she's wedding. We want to congratulate her very well, please.
Okay, and also, we have two members that joined us here, which is really wonderful because, number one, these two members are veterans. Okay, this to show that veterans were very, very dedicated, you know. They participated fully during the last Biafra War. In fact, one of them, not only that he fought in the Biafra War, he also fought with the IDF. Okay, after that he went over to Israel and fought with them over there. So we're very, very happy for these two members to join us. And I will use the opportunity to let all the veterans who participated to come and join us. We're going to need a lot of experience from them. So I'm very happy to get these two individuals joining us in Los Angeles. Then I have a small little bad news. We lost one of our staunch members here in Los Angeles. His name is Uche Madino. You know, he left us. He's been a dedicated member. He pays, restoration funds. So he died about a week ago. So we're trying
to get him. That's very sad. Is it from natural causes or was he shot dead by a white policeman?
No. He died of a kidney problem.
We're very sad to hear that.
Yes,
our hearts go out to the family. Yes, please, plan that very well, please, with your lovely wife, so we can have you back as quickly as possible, please.
Thank you, my director. And also, I want to use the opportunity to say that Chukwu Abioma is guiding you, guiding all our tough men and women of steel down in Biafra land, and we're going to enhance and make sure we give you all the support. The money for the satellite system is doing very, very well. A lot of members are responding. So thank you, my director. And may Chukwu Abioma bless you and bless Biafra. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. Thank you very much. Our super coordinator, the very finest of them all, Ikenewanonenyi, coordinates people the way no other person can. The way no other human being can. Very, very formidable. Our North America representative, South America and Australia. The only person to represent more than one continent at the same time. Thank you very much for that. I want to, Okorocha have said something about, Okorocha is supporting the killing of Igbo people in Lagos. I need the information immediately. Somebody sent it to me, but I lost it on Facebook. I need that information immediately. Okorocha is supporting the killing of Igbo people in Lagos. I warned you people that they are bad. This is what Okorocha had to say. Hey, Ndi Igbo. Ndo. I told them Oba's threat to Igbos in Lagos is justified. As Okorocha says, Igbos are ungrateful to Lagos. APC is the party that has protected Igbo people's lives and properties over these years, according to Okorocha. The Lagos APC government has the power to make life unbearable for all Igbo traders and residents in Lagos. And you are in one country calling yourself... You are in one country calling yourself one Nigeria. You know, I don't... When I say these things, I don't want Chukwuma Emeka to be upset with me. Because I want to see Biafra. That's why I will not say anything. More way no totwa, eh? Munandi bogara babi jim ward. You know what it means? Ginandem mate babi jim ward. Munandi bogara kwa chipia no totwa. You people make me sick. You know, you think you know, but you don't know anything. You know, the worst idiot in life is somebody who goes about thinking they know something when they know nothing. This is the man, some of you are saying, Owole, your man, Owole, your daughter, Owole, your sister, we're going to, Owole is not on now. Chai. I'll preach this gospel again when Owole comes back on. This is a breaking news. This is to tell you how evil the mind of an Igbo man is. Especially one with Hausa blood. I told you people that Okorocha is not even Igbo. He's an Hausa man. Some of you think he's a joke. Oh, they're just saying it now. Onya Hausa na chunu Imo State. Onya Hausa wanam na chunu Imo State. Very, very sad indeed. I'll continue. The Imo State Governor, Rogers Okorocha, has thrown his support behind the Oba of Lagos, who threatened the Igbos residing in Lagos of death inside the lagoon if they fail to vote for APC. Okorocha is a Muslim. He's now showing his hand of Islam. Okorocha is supporting the killing of Igbo people in Lagos. Should they not vote for APC? The news is here. It's international news. There is something I keep saying on Radio Biafra. Anybody I tell you is bad is bad. Eventually, anything that comes out of this radio station is gospel. Eventually, it comes to pass. Give it a few weeks. Anything we say on Radio Biafra is corroborated independently somewhere else. Okorocha is supporting the killing of Igbo people. And he's an Igbo governor. He's an Igbo leader according to the terrorist elect. You know what? Look at how they are bringing people that kill you to tell you that they are your leaders. You name a before. I continue. The Imo State Governor, Wole Rochas Okorocha, has thrown his support for the Oba of Lagos, who threatened the Igbos residing. Okorocha is supporting the killing of Igbo people. My God in heaven. Okorocha told pressmen in Imo State, after Buhari's visit yesterday, that the Oba of Lagos, Chineke, that he is defending the Oba of Lagos, and pointed out that the Oba of Lagos was not totally wrong in insisting that Igbos must vote for Mbode. My God in heaven. Are you sure this is correct? The link is here. Oh, by Jesus. My goodness me. I will continue. He went further to echo that Igbos should not portray themselves as ungrateful people. The only way they can show appreciation is by massively voting for APC, the party that has protected their lives and properties over these years. Hey, whoa. Oh my God. So it's not actually the zoo state Nigeria that is protecting the Igbos, it's a political party. Hey, whoa. Hey. The Lagos state government led by APC has the capacity to make life unbearable for all Igbo traders and residents in Lagos. Hey, yeah, they're calling them traders. Hey! Without Radio Biafra, unufure efundi Igbo. I don't know what to say. Can you make here? Can you zulik? Make here and you're like a zulik. I don't know what to say. An Igbo man, not an Igbo. Somebody bearing an Igbo name is saying he is in support of Igbo people being killed and thrown into the lagoon unless they vote for APC. Unless they vote for APC. Can you believe that? Hey, Okorocha. Hey, Ewo. Ibonto. Ibo went mad. Unu watch this here, Bapo. Ndiara. Unu went mad. Unu Okorocha. Supporting your killing and your death. And on Saturday, you go and vote for Owole. He beat roundabout. mad people.
Hello?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Thank
How
you
is
very
everything?
Much. Very well, thank you. Please go ahead.
Right. I've heard what the breaking news is concerning the comment Okoro Awusa made concerning the statement of Lagos made. Well, we should know it very clearly concerning those who are for us and those who are against us. As far as the sovereign state of Biafra is concerned, I know that we are not going back, and there is no force on it. Even the brothers of the houses, the Western world, put together, cannot stop us because God has already ordained it. And so I want to appreciate what you have been doing, and it is very, very clear that our brains have been distorted over time because of the condition the House of Fulani has pushed us. We are now like beggars in our own fatherland. So we need a lot of time to get these people, these Biafran people, educated. It is very surprising you see somebody who claims to be educated, to be reasoning, as somebody who hasn't seen the four walls of the school. It is not surprising because this is the situation we have found ourselves in. And so don't be deterred. There are some people who will discredit you, distract you, but then we have a focus. You have our support. There is no any amount of force, no amount of intimidation by the president-elect that can deter us. We are on the move. We are moving. As far as God is behind this project, we cannot fail. We will always prevail.
You see?
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God is your strength.
Ise, and yours also. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And this morning is no exception. We are coming to you from Biafra land, the holy land that Chukwu Abiama gave to his children, whose children, Naposhi Aposhi, Nemekandiara, Okoro Awusa have spoken. He is in support of your death at the hands of Yoruba. I told you. Why are you going to go out to vote? These are the same people that will turn around and I don't know. You, I'm tired of you people. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do our work as you grab them out in dust too. And that's all we can do. You people are annoying. Igbo people are annoying. People that think they know that know absolutely nothing. It's supporting your death. Somebody you voted for is supporting Yorubas to kill you. And then you want to go out again and go and vote. Are you not daft? You must be very, very foolish. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiam is our God. And Biafra is our nation. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Please go ahead by giving us your name and where you are.
My name is Akana Girich.
Sorry? No, your line is bad. Very, very bad. Please endeavor to call us back. Try and call us back if you can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Gabriel Awono.
Thank you. Please go ahead. We are listening. Where are you calling from?
I'm a Nkano man. I come from Nkerefi in Nkano local government under Enugu State.
Thank you. And where are you now? Have we lost you? Hello? No, we have lost him. That is what happens here with the connectivity. The infrastructure is hopeless. Very, very hopeless. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Obi. So the person that called. The reason why I called you is because of what Okoro Awusa just said.
Yes.
I know Okoro Awusa all the way from Jos, and I know him very well. He's an Awusa man. So people should not take the word as serious because it's be our summer. And if Okorosa says something, please, I believe, let us not bring in Radio Biafra because it's not relevant. And there's something I forgot to say the first time I called. I'm saying about everything, we produce everything in this Abba. Believe you me, when time comes, you will see us in action. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. People are now asking Obama to leave Nigeria alone. Saying, I think it's Edwin Clark. He said that that Nigeria remains an independent country, capable of doing its things its own way, in English language, sorry, and not according to the dictates of the Western world. Adding, I was surprised that Barack Obama gave Professor Tahiru Jega an award when the elections are still on. You know, Obama he has black blood in him, and he will behave as sheepishly, or as sheepish, I should say, like any other black African. What do you expect? People like us are very rare. I say it openly, very rare. For your information, you are giving somebody an award in the middle of announcing the result of the election. Why are you awarding him? Because a terrorist is now in power to complete the grand master plan of Islam to Islamize the whole world. Obama. Barack Obama. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They are incapable of hearing me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Joseph. I'm calling from Abba Fosfield.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to comment on what is the discussion on about this Biafra of a thing.
Biafra of a thing is not of a thing. Do you say a Nigeria of a thing? Biafra is a nation 5,000 years old, older than Britain. How can it be a thing?
Sorry, sir. Sorry, director. But where I'm concerned is that we need to understand Reuters is not even a problem. And the weak Reuters is listening to this. It's still like it's an honor given to him. We should include these people and focus in our own what we really want and what we are fighting for. And we that we are free and we are waiting to hear an answer on what do we need to do for we go to start up. Since I was listening to this, my friends are everybody we expected. We are like 60 guys around here. We need to put on this radio now and put sound speakers and people will be listening to it. That we don't like it. We are calling this name of politicians. It's just like we are honoring them or whatever. So we advise that we leave them alone.
Are you working for politicians? Let me explain to you. Listen, let me explain to you very, very carefully. Listen with the people around you. If you have tetanus infected wound on your leg, festering, that's turned cancerous, do you keep walking because you can walk and the wound is there festering? Is it natural, or do you cut out the wound and dress it and heal yourself and you continue walking? There is something with our people. Oh, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's leave them and move on. There is something called purification. What we are doing is to remind our people of their responsibility to hold to account those of them responsible for their woeful and miserable plight in this zoological republic. Do you understand that?
Yes, that
people are responsible. Akametruede Ojibenwe, there are people responsible for the poverty, the deprivation, the hunger, and apathy prevalent in the lives of our people. They are the likes of Okorocha. We mention them that you may know.
Hello?
That is why we mention them. That is why we mention them. Not because we want to give them... Who are these idiots? We want to remind you why you should not vote. If we don't talk about them, you read about them having bribed their way into the consciousness of the corrupt journalism that obtains in the zoo. You read about them doing wonderful deeds, allegedly. That is hopelessly non-existent. and then you want us to spare them. We are not going to spare any evildoer. This is Radio Biafra. We don't spare anybody. I am not Owasurike. I don't print plate number. I don't mint Biafra currency. I don't print Biafra passport. I don't print Biafra t-shirt. We tell you hard facts and truth. Honesty is yoku. You may not understand it, but that's what we preach here. Somebody is supporting the killing of Igbo people and you think it is not newsworthy? Lord, have your mercy. Have mercy. Oji Zokalo, Theodore Oji, Nwobodo, Iwanyanwu, Atonzeribe, Rocha Sokorocha, Achiku Denwa, or Hakim, just all of these vagabonds, Martin Elechi, the one in Enugu, all of them doing one work to make sure that you remain in poverty. You are calling from Abba. Do you think Abba became the way it is today out of divine providence? No. Somebody made Abba to be poor. Somebody made Abba, turned Abba into a rubbish bin. What is the name of that person? Theodore Oji, your governor. We don't cover up any mess here. We are Radio Biafra. The truth is spoken. Okorocha is bad for our people. The reason why it appears he is a survivor because you run to Okorocha thinking he will give you connection to Buhari because you are betraying that classic Igbo threat. That is why you people are poor. And a wretched, cowardly Yoruba man can stand up and say, I will drown you in the lagoon if you don't vote for me. Before we make a decision on Radio Biafra editorially, we know what we are doing. In the end, even you too will understand it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my director.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Eza Zubike. I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Give thanks to Kuku Bioma and also to you who volunteer yourself, your time and everything to do this great work. Because it is not easy. People will see it as something so easy. You know, people will be even talking anyhow they like. Anyhow they like, because maybe a chance isn't given to talk. But they will not know that this is a great movement that God himself have already arranged for his people to be liberated. So keep on doing your work. And the way and manner you talk to people and file out everything is to the great understanding of the people who want to understand and who is giving the knowledge of understanding. Because even as in the nature of So as a matter of fact, our people have been intimidated by so-called zoo leaders, brainwash them that they cannot understand the truth. Neither did they know when they have been cheated or even when they have been chased to go and fall into death. For example, hello?
We are listening. Go ahead and say what you are saying, please. We are listening.
Thank you. For example, I listened to the comment of Oba. Oba of Lagos, intimidating Igbos to vote to APC. Igbos are being religious people. Every day, every Sunday, they will go to church to worship, and they read the Bible without having the understanding of what they read. If they are very, very clever, they will see that this Oba of a person is the
the this question of who intimidated President Meshack about Nego. Intimidated President Meshack about Nego. What is the name of this intimidated?
Is it, I don't know, who is the king of, is it the king of, is it the, is it Babylon?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Who intimidates, Meshach and Abednego that they must worship the God. That is the bit of evil. That if they fail to work that part, he will kill them and throw them into Lagoon. Is it not the same thing, Nebuchadnezzar, that, that if the, Meshach worship the Lord, they will kill them and throw them into burning fire. It is the same history that we're repeating it again. So it is left for the Igbo whether they worship the God of their father or they refer to God and worship Islam because they don't want to die. And being so stupid, look at in about here, the whole Hausa that is here left the town, went back to their place to go and vote. But Igbos are there, wanted to vote to anybody they like. How do they think that they will not be intimidated? Well, that is for them, and it will not stop God to do his wonderful work. I have great announcement for all Biafrans. All Biafrans too should listen, wherever they are. If anybody should tell you, if anybody should tell you that Biafran will not take place, that is deceiving. Almighty God himself have already arranged this very battle and big Moses to lead the people out of intimidation. I must say this, my commander. In the year 2010, when Goodluck Jonathan was struggling to, when the war was struggling to put Goodluck Jonathan as an acting president, Goodluck sent delegates to the Solomon's Group. He told them that it was written in the paper, I have the header, once that I recall, I will read it out. He said, good luck that you are going to be the acting president. And after that, if he pleases him, for him to send him a second time that he will go, if he pleases not the Father God, that he will not go. That nevertheless, that God have already arranged how Nigeria will be. He said, by the year 2017, that Northerners will go. It is written down there. That Northerners will go. That God have already made it that they will find resources, mineral resources that we see value than the oil. That will not agree to hand it over to the government. They will decide to use it and build their own country. So God have already planned that Biafra must be free. You are a great Moses of our time. So I know that Northerners will never allow Yoruba to go with them. And they will not come with us. So leave them with the three C's and all those things. When the time comes, we know who is who. Hello?
We are listening. Please Hello? Go ahead. I don't interrupt when we speak. Go ahead.
Okay. And again, I want Biafra to know that this Africa is a great nation, a great place made by God. There is a lecture. You have been giving lecture every day. My father said that school is not only that place they read, they used to read BCD. That school is everywhere. A wise one learn everywhere, even in the main roads. And there is two things I gather. One, that Igbo is a language, not people. Again, that Africa is not our name, but our name is Ethiopia. If I want Biafran to know this great Ethiopian being Africa, is a blessed land. And the great Moses received the power from this Africa before going to deliver the children of Israel. If you read Numbers chapter 12 from verse 1, Numbers chapter 12 from verse 1 to 8, that place is written that Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Then his brothers and sister was against him, asking him, why? Is it only him that God used to speak to? God rise up and call them before the temple and appear before them, telling them, Moses, that if there is prophet, that other prophet hear from dreams and the vision, that Moses he speak to him mouth to mouth. Read that one, imagine from an Ethiopia.
In the olden days, before you marry to somebody's daughter, you will serve the person according to the years agreed with the father of the girl you wanted to marry. When Moses ran out from Egypt, he went to Ethiopia. He wanted to marry an Ethiopian daughter. He decided to serve the daughter. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8, it was written that it is when Moses took the sheep of his to the forest, that's when he meet the burning bush. In which means the burning bush is from Africa, being great Ethiopian. So we are being intimidated by white men. Because even if it's from the white man country, they should have been made a place we will come there and celebrate every year for the place Moses received the power. It is in Africa. Go and read the two places. Let Africans, Biafran and the whole Africa, let them go and read them so that it is in Africa. Moses received the power to go and save. Today, another Moses have come again, which is you, my director, who the Father God has sent to go and save the Biafran. And Moses conquered every time, so shall you conquer this hour.
He said,
in the name of Chukwuka
Obioma. He said, do you mean do you mean Joshua or Moses? Because if I'm Moses, I wonder what Ojukwu was. Because I did not bring in Biafra, Ojukwu did. So if I'm Moses, what was Ojukwu?
Moderator, you are the sender of Moses. Moderator, don't worry about the Oba and the zoo. If Obama is watching and if Obama is with his correct sense, he will know that this is no more democracy. A king will gather two people, tell them that if you do not vote to this place, it is intimidation. They are under control. They are not voting from choice. There is no more choice. So if possible, the Igbo, as they used to call themselves, to show this man to court, and he will sign undertaker that things happen to Igbo from whether he's him or not, he will be whole responsible. If they are living, they know what they are doing. They continue to they disorganize them, and they continue to disorganize themselves in their village. You will see a family, the three people will rise up, say they want a tough community. After getting a autonomous community, one person will rise is the king, the chief, and this and that. They will go to join Ohanaeze Ndigbo, discriminating themselves, putting confusion among themselves. But I tell you, my director, during the time of Moses, Pharaoh and his army thought that Moses and the children of Israel will end in the Red Sea. Reaching there, God performed his miracle with Moses. They crossed. They wanted to cross. Pharaoh and his army wanted to cross to the perish in the Red Sea. So those that will be against Biafra, and they will say that Biafra will never be. So they will receive the same thing happen to Pharaoh in the name of Chukwuka Obioma.
He said, thank you very much. And on that very wonderful prayer, where Chukwuka Obioma destroyed the armies of hell by drowning them in the Red Sea, so will every Hausa Fulani Yoruba army be drowned. Those that attempt to come after us. We have preached this very gospel this very morning. Chukwuka Obioma in heaven, having received our prayers, will continually bless us. That is why we say that Biafra is our religion. And here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwuka Obioma is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwuka Obioma will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. As we reconvene again later this very evening, 8 p.m. or earlier, from me, from here, this very second, it is good morning.
remember.